Hey, kids, how would you like to hear this?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
One big concern about these controversial costumes, a study by the American Psychological Association that shows the early objectification of girls can be linked to depression, low self-esteem, and eating disorders. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm not sure I do.
But the same study also shows parents can be the best positive and protective role models. I was just so taken aback by some of the pictures I saw there. You tell me what that word is and see if that rolls off your tongue at 11 o'clock at night.
That's one good reason you got to read this stuff before you do it. I'm telling you, that's what you got to do. All right, Pablo's in for Fritz.
You're such a dick.
I haven't got a clue. I haven't got a clue.
I don't really know him, but he just seems like a dick to me.
And now.
No, he tortured me with his awfulness.
You know what? That one really, really hurt.
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, Paul's gotten worse, hasn't he?
What a huge ass.
He's really gotten
that
worse.
That is such a dick move.
Well,
first of all, Colleen should know the word objectification.
Sure, but everybody trips once in a while.
Everybody trips. Everybody has a brain fart. And it's just a dick move for Paul to rail on her on that.
We do that here because our job's ridiculous. But they're on the news. I mean, they need some kind of decorum, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
There's no excuse for that. And then to tell this woman who's been an anchor for 25 years, well, you got to read the stuff ahead of time. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, I don't know what word you're talking about. Wow.
I can't believe he did that.
He's the best.
That was a K-Rock listener that tipped us off to that. We did not see that a couple of nights ago. But thank you for pointing that out, because we put that in the Paul file.
That is awesome to have people catch stuff like that we missed.
Yes.
Because we try to watch it as much as we can, because he is bad on every level. And every once in a while we miss it. So that's very cool.
He must not get along with any of his co-anchors.
Oh, I'm sure they all hate him.
Not one.
I can't imagine. Can you imagine working with that guy?
An enormous horse's ass.
Yeah.
I don't think that Paul Moyer was the inspiration for Anchorman, but Will Ferrell's Anchorman is who I think of every time I see Paul Moyer. Is he just seems like that big blowhard who thinks the entire television station and city revolves around him.
And news, by the way. All the news revolves around him as well.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah.
Was it Harold Green? It was someone Will Ferrell said that this anchor assumed it was about him.
Oh,
and it
really?
Approached Will Ferrell. I remember him talking about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh,
that's funny.
And Will said, you know, honestly, it wasn't about anybody in particular. And the guy said, yeah, right.
Yeah. Because, of course, whoever it was would think it was about him.
But there's nobody in Southern California that's more like that than Paul Moyer.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm sure there are others around the country.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they're not as Paul, you know? Paul out, Paul's them all. That's what I'm saying.
That may be the best Will Ferrell movie, I think.
Anchorman.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Steve Carell is so great, and Paul Rudd is so great, and Christina Applegate is so great. I mean, it's just a tremendous cast.
I watched
so
that 30 times. I probably watched Talladega Nights 30 times as well.
Yeah.
That's great. Funny. And Elf is great, too. I've probably seen Elf a dozen times.
I forgot about Elf. I rarely watch that.
He is so funny in that.
Yeah. You know what? Christmas-themed movies I have to do at Christmas time. I can't really watch them the rest of the year.
I agree. Yeah.
So,
hey, let me get this out of the way before Ralph comes in and starts making fun. But I understand that they play football in all kinds of weather.
Right.
I get that. I know that it can't snow enough to call a football game.
Right.
But nobody wants to see a World Series decided on a game that's called due to rain. That's why they had to suspend the thing, and they have to come back and try again today. But what a mess. Did you see any of it last night, Kevin?
No. Is it still the Rays against who?
The Phillies?
Phillies? Is it still those
two
teams?
It's still baseball.
It's still the freaking World Series.
No! Why would I watch that?
Because it's a championship of a major sport with professional athletes, and it's been fantastic.
Blah. I was watching the Kings and the Red Wings.
Last night, they had to call the game in the middle of the sixth inning, tied 2-2. Now, under any other circumstances, they would have called the game an hour before. And there's a great deal of controversy over this game being called by Bud Selig, the commissioner of baseball, because it almost seemed like he didn't want to call the game and have somehow it end up with the Phillies winning on a rain delay. You know, I mean, on a called game, you know, because it's an official game at five innings. And potentially they could have won the World Series if he would have just called the game and said, that's it, it's over, and it's an official game and it counts. The Phillies win the World Series. You can imagine the controversy over something like that, right? everybody wants to see, including the Phillies, everybody wants to see this game get played out. So it couldn't have, you saw it last night, right, Mike? It couldn't have looked any worse. I mean, there were puddles at home plate.
But why don't they keep playing? That's what's wussy about it. Play, play, play.
It almost seemed like, and this is where the conspiracy theorists are going to come out, it almost seemed like Bud Selig was sitting in his box and he was praying for Tampa to get another run so it would be tied. And that way they couldn't call the game for a winner. They'd have to come back and finish it.
Right.
So an hour after they should have called that game. I mean, bear in mind, people are slipping. People are dropping balls. The pitcher can't throw a curveball. I mean, everything's out of whack. There's literally, there's a puddle at home plate. There's rivers around the baseline.
That's awesome.
And somehow Tampa manages to get a run in the top of the sixth inning. So now it's at least tied 2-2. And, you know, they were supposed to travel today and be in Tampa tomorrow for the next game if necessary. But now they're going to try again to play tonight. There's more rain forecast for tonight. And by the way, last night when I was watching the game right before they called it, I think it was 38 degrees in Philadelphia and just pouring.
Wow. And when they announced that they were putting the game on temporary hiatus, they flashed the crowd and it's just Philly fan booing like Mother Nature, booing the Major League Baseball organization. It was so awesome.
And if they can't play tonight, and by the way, Bud Selig says they're going to stay in Philadelphia if they have to wait till Thanksgiving to finish this game, okay? If they can't play tonight, there's a possibility of snow tomorrow night.
God.
Which is what happens, I guess, when you keep making the season longer and longer and adding all these playoff games and all these off days, you end up playing in November, which is, you know, in a lot of baseball parks, November's not really ideal baseball weather.
No, of course not.
That's why they play it in the summer.
But baseball is a bunch of wussies, too. It's the only sport that cancels because of it, isn't it?
I think it is.
The only sport. You play football, and you're in 6 feet of water. Both teams are playing the same thing, so they finish.
But there's only three sports that are outside.
Yeah,
okay. Well, I don't know what the wussiest.
I don't know what they do in soccer. I don't know if they call soccer or not, if the field is just mud.
I've never seen them call soccer.
They'll delay a soccer game. They'll just delay starting it.
I've seen them play in downpours.
If the game's underway, they'll start and they'll continue to play. But they will call a soccer game if it gets too bad. But
baseball,
golf, and tennis they'll move up tee times or the start of a game if they realize that.
They do call golf. That's true. That's another one that they do call if golf. It rains.
They don't want them struck by lightning. I think is the problem there.
It's wet. We need to stop.
The Delawares had to sleep in Delaware, by the way, last night.
It's wet.
Why? Because they'd already given their hotels away.
Exactly.
Oh,
and
no.
It's never. They've never had this happen ever in the history of Major League Baseball. How the World Series game had to be replayed or restarted.
Any postseason game. This is the first time a postseason game has ever been called.
Their travel secretary. Secretary rightfully gave up their hotel after they checked out in the middle of the game, and
because they thought they were going back to Tampa.
Called at 2 a.m. last night and said, "Hey,
you got a cough, Kevin."
I'm sorry. Can you hear that?
Oh,
yeah. I apologize.
Anyway, it's a great deal of drama, and it is sort of funny, but also sort of sad. You kind of wish this didn't happen. You don't ever want. You want the game to be decided by the athletes on the field. You don't want it to be as a result of something that's going on with the weather.
That's why you don't stop when it's raining. Gay.
You can't play baseball.
Of course you can play anything
in
those conditions. Of course you can.
Is it fair, though?
It's fair to both. Is it raining on both teams?
Yes.
Then yes.
You can't really do it, though. I mean, you have a twine ball that would become 9 pounds.
Get a new one.
and the obviously the bat is soaking wet.
Gay. Okay.
How do you continue to throw when it's soaking wet? How do you pitch?
They have 7,000 baseballs for every game. They can just bring in another one every five pitches or something. Just saying, gay. If you're a sport, you're playing outside, play. Football plays when there's a blizzard.
I know. I started with that. I understand that football is different, but I also understand why nobody wants to play baseball in those conditions.
Yay!
That's all I'm saying.
If I knew they were going to play in those conditions, then I would watch, because that would be great to watch people try to throw the ball and slipping all over the place. Good times.
Unbelievable.
Baseball
though.
Blows.
And by blows, you mean it's the best sport there is.
So that one, you're saying last night the Philadelphia Phillies would have wrapped that up, it would have been over?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 3-1 still, and they're going to try again tonight, and if not tonight, then tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, then Thursday, and then Friday, and then, like you said, till Thanksgiving, if that's what it takes.
Gay. You know who else doesn't cancel because of weather? The NBA. They don't cancel. You never see them cancel because of weather.
The
thing.
The games are
think about.
Indoors. Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys a funny story, and it's a weird story, but it involves the way you park and where you park.
Okay.
Over the weekend, my car broke. Mm-hmm. I was on the freeway. It wouldn't shift out of first gear. I was going 25 miles an hour. The engine light started flashing. So I had it towed in to get fixed. And the guy that worked on it said that he used to work here, the mechanic. And and he said, "You remember me?" And I said, "Yeah, of course." And he said, "You know how we park out by the fence over there?" He said, "In that fence with all of those vines, there are mice, rats, like crazy. And when you pull up in the morning, your engine's hot. So the rats go in and sit there to warm up and chew on the wires."
You're kidding.
Absolutely, that's true.
Is that what happened to your car?
$1,200 later, they had to replace all of the wires in my car because of the rats.
Same thing happened to my wife's car here a couple years ago.
The rats that are now in Lisa May's engine. Right now.
I am moving my car.
How crazy is that?
We put rat bait. We tie rat bait in the engines of all the cars during the winter for that exact same reason, because they'll come in and that's more attractive to them than the wires. They'll eat that and then they'll crawl off into the woods and die. That's what you got to do.
You mean rat poison?
Yeah, poison.
Oh, fantastic. That's a good idea. Where do you put it?
Well, you get like a little piece of wire and just tie it onto any of the any of the tubes or cables or anywhere you can, really, and they will automatically gravitate toward that because it's designed to be enticing to them, and that'll take care of them. But you absolutely need to do that if there's rats where you park. I learned that valuable lesson for a similar amount of money with my wife's car a few years ago.
Isn't it nuts?
That's bizarre.
I was like, what are you talking about? And you used to work there? And then he said at one point, yeah, I thought I should have told you that at some point, but I just never got around to it. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, and it's the 28th of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
We need to know more about our bodies and sex.
Okay.
And she's just the one to help us.
On today's program, we're going to talk to Milo Ventimiglia.
Wow.
Yes.
Is it Milo or is it Milo?
Milo.
God damn it.
But she got
worked so
last
hard on the last name.
I was only
you
thinking about the last name. Yeah. Milo Ventimiglia from Heroes.
Who now talks like this all the time on Heroes.
Yeah, that is true.
He used to talk like a normal person. Now he's like this all the time. Dad, you didn't tell me you were alive.
By the way, Dad, very alive, turns out.
Sure is.
We're going to talk to the creator of Hot Chicks with Douchebags, who is being sued by one of the chicks, right? Two or three of the chicks, actually.
I think so. And not the douchebags,
right,
which is curious.
That surprises me.
Right. So the site is calling them hot chicks. It's just questioning their taste, and they're suing.
No kidding.
Yeah. There's no way. The kid can't... Well, we'll talk to him about it, but I'm no lawyer. I just don't see what they have to sue for. I really don't.
Things you didn't remember doing while you were drunk? Always a lot of those. We can take those calls starting now and go through Friday.
Yep.
Because our audience likes to toss back an adult beverage every once in a while, if you know what I mean. Also on the program today, Matt Money Smith talking about the opening day of the Lakers.
How about that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Although Dave says this is the Clippers' year.
I know he does. He says that every year until the second game when they're eliminated from the playoffs. And also Kevin and Bean Spooky Singles Party tickets. We will be giving those away today as well, so listen for your chance for that. We will take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the Hills.
We went to Cabo last year for a full week, and when we came back, we needed 2 weeks to recover.
It was so fun, though.
That was a drama-filled moment on the Hills.
That just happened.
Yeah.
All right. It's 5:51 on the Kevin and Bean Show Tuesday morning. Our friend Ralph Garman joins us in studio. Ralph, you hear we're infested with rats?
We got to hire a Tiny Dancer as a full-time employee, by the way. Our intern, Tiny Dancer?
Yeah.
As anything.
She's sexy.
Yeah.
She shows up just dressed to the nines. Well, just looks like a vision when you walk in here in the morning. It's a wonderful thing. Get your day
nice
started
improvement.
Just right.
Did she show you what she's so proud of?
No. Let's talk about that off the air.
All right.
No. Off the air?
I'm just saying.
Well, sure. If it's entertaining, let's keep it off the air by all means. We want to break our streak.
You want to hear about this.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Just 1 week away is the election.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. I wish we had another 6 months. I want more speeches. I want more sniping. I want more mudslinging. More commercials. Just the best time of year.
That's the thing. There's not enough of any of that.
There really isn't.
I wish there was.
I want more heavily edited interviews from public radio in 2001 to dominate the news for a day. That's what I want.
They are reaching. They made it in 2001. He said this on the radio when he was like eight.
Come on, people. How can you vote for this guy who said this one time, edited out of context?
Kill him, terrorist. Speaking of it, did you hear about the guy in West Hollywood had the cops called on him? Because he had Halloween decorations up at his house, and one of those decorations was Sarah Palin hanging from a noose from the front of his house.
And John McCain coming out of flames.
Yeah. The cop showed up after being called saying, there's a hate crime going on. It's a hate crime. And they pulled up and they saw that and they're like, well, it's not a hate crime. In fact, it's not a crime at all. We're going to go home now.
Leave Sarah Palin alone! Yes. Leave her alone, I tell you!
Well, as we look at the election just a week away, you can't help but think, don't we have a better choice than this?
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying there have been some movie presidents they'd rather see president than either one of the two candidates that are currently
running.
Okay. Movie president. Here
so we go. MoviePhone.com did a poll earlier this week. And asked people, who was your favorite movie president? Who would you like to see be the real president that you saw in the movies?
There have been a lot of good ones over the years.
There have.
I gotta think Morgan Freeman must be high on the list.
Morgan Freeman took 16% of the vote, playing a president as he tried to save mankind from a comet heading for Earth in Deep Impact.
That happened. I saw that.
I saw it, but it was Bruce Willis who saved everybody.
Yeah. That happened too.
So he was second place. He was the runner-up.
Oh, runner-up. Okay. And this is just movies, so this
just movies.
Takes Gina Davis and Martin Sheen and all those people out of the running, right?
Right, yeah.
Michael Douglas, American president?
Michael Douglas was third. Bean, wow, you really know your movie presidents.
Yeah, I don't know any. I'm blank.
Harrison Ford
Michael Douglas
was...
played, of course, a president in The American President. He was the widowed president who was looking for love with Warren Beatty's wife, Aunt Benny. He came in third. Fourth was Bill Pullman. Who fought the aliens at Independence Day.
Yeah, sure.
He had 12% of the vote. But number one.
Yes.
As Lisa mentioned, was Harrison Ford.
There you go.
Yeah! He's a tough mofo.
24% of the votes went to Harrison Ford. Apparently, he went their president kicking hijackers off his plane.
Get off my plane!
Landing it himself. And yeah. I think he climbed out on the wing and did a little tap dance.
He
came back in. He's very
energetic. Get off my plane!
How do you have that?
Do you ever get rid of any drops?
But how do you have that one? In what circumstance did you think that would be useful?
I use that sometimes for the end of the show on Friday when I have all those together. That's one of those.
I need to hold on to Harrison Ford saying, get off my plane from
1997. Get off my plane!
That 1997 drop, I'm going to keep that around. That might come in handy sometime.
That's funny.
Well, it did. He was right.
Sure did. Now, of course, if they did today, he'd be saying, get off my plane.
Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't do that role today.
I'm sorry? What? Get off my plane. Can't hear you.
I really would like to get off my plane. Be a whole different movie. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan says she's not a lesbian.
What?
Samantha Ronson taking that.
We weren't insisting that she was, were we?
New York Daily News says, according to friends, Lindsay's been adamant about the fact that she's not a lesbian and still loves the wang bone.
I didn't come over here to eat tacos.
That's what she's saying.
Lindsay says Sam is the only girl she would go for.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
What? Out of all the girls?
Yep.
What?
One friend says she's been telling everyone over and over that she's still into guys. She keeps saying if anything ever went wrong with Sam, she would date a guy next. She even flirts with guys when they go out. So she is a FOMO-sexual.
Oh, yeah.
Don't blow this, Lindsay.
Apparently, Lindsay even goes on record saying she's not officially a lesbian in an upcoming magazine interview. So apparently she's just keeping her options open.
Chicks love wang bone.
Yeah. Apparently Lindsay does too.
Okay.
Speaking of Lindsay, her father, Michael Lohan, says now that he apologizes for everything he ever said about his daughter's girlfriend, Samantha Ronson.
Does he need money?
Why the change of heart?
He says he realized that he's a Christian and shouldn't be passing judgment.
He just realized that,
yeah.
Did they just add that to the Bible recently?
Mike says he's learned his lesson and that family matters need to be kept private. So
oh, God!
So he went to PerezHilton.com to make his apology to his daughter, who he doesn't speak with.
To keep it private.
Yes.
Sure. He is special.
Having a hard time figuring out what to dress as for Halloween this year, kiddies? Well, maybe you can take some hints from the celebrities. A recent interview asked some celebrities who they were dressing up this year as, and here's the results. Cindy Crawford announced she's dressing up as Amy Winehouse. That's not good. You don't want to take Cindy Crawford and turn her into Amy Winehouse. That's the most horrific costume ever.
To ugly her up that much.
Yeah, she'd still be a pretty hot Amy Winehouse, even if she was Amy Winehouse.
I saw the pictures, and I think it was a nice touch, in case anyone out there is planning on being Amy this Friday night, that she had copious amounts of white powder all around her nose.
Excellent.
As part of her costume.
A mandatory accessory right there.
I like it.
Apparently, there was a party at Kate Hudson's over the weekend where she was dressed as Amy. Kurt Russell went as an airline pilot. But he looked good. He looked good as an airline pilot.
I'm sure he did.
He should play a president someplace sometime.
Kurt Russell, yeah, that'd
be a good president. Courtney Cox and David Arquette were there, apparently, as a witch and a warlock. Oh, wait a minute. They didn't come in costume. Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rosdale were at a party this weekend in his and hers bacon and egg costumes.
I'm sorry?
They went as bacon and eggs. One of them was a big egg, and the other one was a big piece of bacon. You see? Bacon and eggs. Okay. They go together like bacon and eggs.
All right.
And Jennifer Love Hewitt says that she and her fiancé are dressing up as Brad and Angelina for Halloween.
That's funny.
Kind of cool if you're a celebrity that other celebrities are dressing up as you. It makes you sort of an uber celebrity.
I didn't hear the word slutty before any of those, though. And isn't that the reason for Halloween?
It is.
Come on, people.
Sorry, I don't have any slutty stories for you here.
All right.
I already did my Lindsay Lohan story.
How do you dress up as Brad Pitt?
Get good looking, fast.
Yeah.
Good question.
He's really taken on a uniform, though, lately, in the last, like, 2 years.
Yeah, he wears one of those lame-ass fedoras like you wear, one of those jackhole hats.
Those, like, the dudes in Boston wear, where they the golfer's caps, you know?
Yeah.
Either it was one of those.
He's got sort of a faux-tee, sort of a goatee, but not. Lightly shaved goatee.
Long sleeve, like a thermal shirt with a t-shirt over it.
How closely are you looking at him?
Well,
who are you talking to?
I know, but Mike. I know, but.
No, but it has become almost his uniform. He wears that practically every, unless it's like a red carpet.
I want to get that fashion for myself.
And you got to have like three kids on your arms.
Then various colors.
Yeah.
I understand why Mike does it, because he's, hey, look at me, aren't I trendy and hip? But a guy like Brad Pitt, he doesn't need to call attention to himself by dressing wacky, right?
No, I don't think he does dress.
I think he dresses the way he wants to, and then everyone else says, "Ooh, that's trendy and hip because Brad Pitt's doing it," and then they start wearing it.
That must be it.
Yeah. So he is the leader. Psycho Mike is the follower.
What did I do?
Because you wear one of those goofy hats, just like he does.
You described him to a T.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Wow. Good point. Sorry, we didn't realize that.
Well, Mike figured out a way to get on CNN yesterday, showing off. Hey, look at me, didn't he?
That was the best.
Anderson Cooper went, ooh, who's that? In the middle, not dancing well.
Oh, they must automatically know each other. Come on.
Good looking, don't you think, Candy Crowley?
That's your Anderson Cooper impression?
Yes. And this is the greatest story ever, so I saved it for last. Paris Hilton is having second thoughts about her trip into space.
Is she now?
Apparently, Paris signed on to be one of the first passengers on Richard Branson's Virgin spaceflight. You know, he has built a aircraft that goes through the atmosphere into orbit around the Earth.
Right.
And he is currently accepting ticket sales.
Do you know what they cost?
I think it's $100,000.
Wow.
But you can get a seat on his spaceflight vehicle and go out into space, and then they bring you back to Earth.
That's nothing for Paris. They're probably giving it to her for free to publicize the thing anyway.
Paris, however, tells StarPulse.com, the entertainment news website, that she's very scared about taking the trip and is having second thoughts because she's worried she'll return 10,000 years in the future where everyone she knows is dead.
Yes. That's a very real fear.
I can see why that would be concerned. There's nothing worse than coming back from vacation and it's 10,000 years in the future.
That's awesome.
Can you imagine how your mail must pile up at your house when you get back from your vacation and it's 10,000 years in the future?
I hate that so much when that happens.
You find out that apes are living there.
That's the best story ever.
That's what I told you.
Stop whoring around, Paris. Stop being a whore.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Joaquin Phoenix is 34 years old today.
Julia Roberts turns 41. Andy Richter is 42. Lauren Holly, the lovely and talented actress, is 45. Microsoft founder Bill Gates turns 53 years old today. And my old buddy Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue, Lieutenant Sipowicz, is 64 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Mike, you saw Foo Fighters this weekend, right?
Yes, I did. Sunday afternoon at the Love Ride. It was awesome. It was the last show of their long, long, long tour, so they're really relaxed and just had a great time. What a live band. Seriously.
Yeah, fantastic.
They're the best. They're the best. It's funny because while you were ganging off with the Foo Fighters, I was doing something manly at High School Musical 3 on Sunday afternoon.
I don't know. I'm thinking about maybe going back today. It really wasn't that good. I think I may have to see it again. You're with me, right, Kevin?
I thought about this all day yesterday.
Yeah.
And about my sweet Zach?
I honestly believe, and Bean's going to cry foul, but this just has to be my opinion. I honestly believe that if he didn't get some kind of feedback on that, he'd just stop. That he just would, that he does it to get a reaction.
Like
out
if
of
he
us.
Didn't have this job in a public forum.
No, no, no. He would do it in his personal life, but just to get a reaction out of whoever he runs in contact with.
I enjoy the
he
movies.
Does a lot of stuff like that.
Right, I know. The movies are all really good, though. I enjoy them, and I like the music, and I like, of course, I love my sweet Zach, obviously, but I think it's a great franchise.
Let me ask you a question then.
Yes.
Are you gay? Honestly, are you homosexual?
No. Okay. And you know that.
Then he's not your sweet Zach. Then you're doing that for a reaction. That's it.
No. Let's face it. He's easy on the eyes. That's all I'm saying. He's a lot of fun to watch. And those eyelashes. My God.
There it is.
There it is.
That's just what you do for
he
a
wants
pet.
A reaction.
Yep.
He put up a picture on his blog of Zac Efron, and it looks like the soundtrack and a picture of his movie ticket.
Yes.
I did take a snapshot of. Well, I was excited about. We all have blogs. So many of the DJs here at K-Rock, the blog we're referring to is at krock.com. You can go and you can click on. You can read what Kat's writing about or Sluggo or anything like that. Kevin has one. I have one. Lisa is terrific. And I thought that's what I did this weekend. I thought I'd put it up at krock.com. People might be interested in reading about it.
And by interested, you mean they might have a reaction because you're being so gay. We have a Chris from Los Angeles on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Hello. How are you? Bean, how are you enjoying that High School Musical movie?
It was terrific. It was, of course, number one at the box office over the weekend. Chris, $42 million. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. In fact, I've got something to tell you. I'm Chris Hansen from NBC Dateline.
No.
And I couldn't help but enjoy reading your blog.
Oh, no.
If I could quote from it, my sweet Zach was awesome as usual. How do you think Zach keeps his hair like that? What do you think he's doing right now? Why won't Zach respond to my calls and emails and faxes and telegrams and messengers and hot air balloons and carrier pigeons? What exactly did you have in mind of doing with Zach Efron when you finally got in touch with him, Bean?
Well, first of all, he's 21, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, we were just going to hang out. I thought we'd be pals. We'd just be buddies.
Well, I'll have you know, I've been monitoring your chat in some of the chat rooms as well.
Oh.
And I've got the actual dialogue here I'd like to read for you, if
fantastic.
You don't mind.
Fantastic. You have transcripts? Yes, read away.
Transcript. This is Bean being on a website where he has the profile name Freaky Farmer 18.
No. Come on, that's
have
not
you
me,
seen
is it?
Zac Efron's buns in his new movie? I hope they're hot dog buns.
Oh, I didn't write that.
What?
Speaking
come on,
of
Chris.
Hot dog buns, why does 7-Eleven's bread taste so much fresher than other stores?
What?
Why doesn't 7-Eleven carry everything so I can do all my shopping in one convenient location? Did you know originally 7-Eleven was only open from 7 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night? That's where it's got its name. You know, Slurpees aren't just for summertime. I enjoy a good Slurpee even in the winter. I wish they had pumpkin Slurpees.
Chris, you're making this up.
Here's another site where Bean was having a conversation about Zac Efron. His screen name, Island Daddy 9. Have you seen Zac Efron's eyelashes? I think sometimes he must wear mascara. I'd like to coat his eyelashes.
That's not me. Come on.
At another conversation he had with a screen name Boy Effer 12.
Come on.
No.
I wish Zac Efron was younger.
I didn't say that.
Why
come
don't
on,
they
Chris.
Do a junior high school musical?
Oh, Bean.
That's what I'd like to see.
I did. Wow. Come on.
I wonder where Zach buys his underwear.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Could it be Target? How can Target stay open with prices so low? I really enjoy my trips to Target.
What happened to...
I wish they let dogs come into the store.
What?
I wish I was blind so I could bring my dogs everywhere, into every store. Some stores only take dogs when they're service animals. My dogs are service animals. I've never serviced an animal.
Oh.
But I'd like to service Zac Efron.
Oh.
Bean, do you have anything to say for yourself?
I'm going to tell you that somebody must have broken into my computer and hacked my username and password. I wouldn't have written anything
like
that.
How many times have you heard that, Chris Hansen?
Oh, more times than I care to admit, Kevin.
Sure.
Well, Bean, you're free to go. You can leave now.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Just go out your front door.
Wait a minute. You don't have the police aren't out there.
You're free to go. No, you're free to go. You're free to go.
I've seen the show. I know how this
ends.
Why did you just leave?
Go ahead.
But I end up with my face on the sidewalk, though.
Take out and just leave.
Hey, don't tase me, bro. Come on.
Put your pants on before you leave.
Oh, man.
Why are you so gay?
Gay, gay, gay.
Thank you, Chris.
Gay, I'm gay. Gay, gay. Oh, so gay. Gay, gay. They like men and they're gay. Oh, so gay. Gay, gay. Oh, so gay. Gay, gay. Oh, so gay. Gay, gay. Did I mention that they're gay? Oh, so gay. Gay, 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 gay.
I wish.
Gay, 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 gay. They have sex with men. They're gay.
All right.
Oh, so gay, gay, gay. Oh, so gay, gay, gay. Hey, gay, 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 gay. Oh, so gay, gay, gay. Oh, so gay, gay, gay.
I guess it was not this past weekend, but the weekend before, went to a party at Galpin mm-hmm. Auto Sports.
Yeah, Bo mm-hmm. Was Bo Bachman there?
And it was their grand opening, even though they had been open for a couple of years.
Okay.
Didn't get that. They had a great band that was playing there. Camp Freddy was there. Slash was in it. And Dave Navarro played. And Ozzy came out and did some songs. It was a great party. And we had a silent auction there for our charity. So we had a bunch of different items. We had a cymbal that was signed by all the guys in Rage Against the Machine. We had a drum kit from System of a Down, and their drummer would come to your house and teach you how to play drums. We had a lot of cool stuff. And we had a Rolling Stones guitar that was signed by the Rolling Stones. So my friend Brad was there, and Brad has been known to have a drink or two.
Or 20.
And when he showed up at the party, he was already smashed. And he started talking about how his dad would love the guitar that was signed by the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
So I said, dude, you totally got a bid on that.
So he started bidding on it. You know how it happens, where somebody wants it, somebody else wants it. So they kind of wander around and act like no one's watching. They put it down. They hope nobody will beat their bid, and then the other person will come. And it got to be over four.
This wasn't a live auction where you're bidding in real time.
Right.
You go sign up on the sheet and then walk away and then hope that you're the last person to sign it before the deadline.
So my man Brad starts signing it because he wants it for his dad. And then, hey, Brad.
What up?
Hi, Brad.
he had maybe one alcoholic beverage by this point, or 100.
And by one, he means 80.
Yeah, it means all of them.
Now, who signed this guitar? Which Rolling Stones are signing this thing?
All of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. That's
so pretty cool.
Impressive item. Yeah.
So he says, my dad would love this. So, of course, I keyed on that, and the guy would outbid him. And I go, dude, I guess your dad doesn't matter, huh?
I guess you don't really love him.
You don't care about your dad. I mean, if you're going to let that guy beat you at the bid, I mean, come on.
You might as well be an orphan the way you care about your old man.
Yeah,
sure.
He doesn't. I guess your dad's dead to you, huh?
You failed to mention one thing about this party.
What?
Free drinks, like crazy.
Yeah,
like
it was an open bar.
That was intentional, by the way.
It was an open bar, but Brad showed up drunk. I mean,
he
got there. He was already had enough for the day.
I showed up hammered, not drunk.
Lightning brought him. So anyway, so he starts signing up. And at one point, I talked him into the fact that it would be funny to outbid himself. I said, wouldn't it be funny? See, because you're bidding $4,200. What if you wrote your own name again and outbid yourself? That would be funny. And Brad's like, yeah, that would be funny because he's totally drunk. Apparently, the next day, when he was told that he won the guitar bid, he didn't remember any of it.
Are you serious?
I mean, there are parts that are a bit hazy, and by that I mean I have absolutely no recollection.
Wait, you remembered the party. You didn't remember bidding on the guitar?
No, I don't. All I remember is the last thing that I remember being told to me is Kevin saying, dude, I don't tell anybody, but keep this on the DL, but Ozzy's playing. And I just screamed out, Ozzy!
Yeah, that was great. Ozzy was a surprise. We weren't supposed to tell anybody, and I made the mistake of telling Brad, who's got a bullhorn in place of his mouth.
But here's what I don't understand. I can see how you were plastered and you forgot something that you said or a little thing that you did. But how do you forget something that it sounds like you did four or five times throughout the night, which is continue to go back and bid?
I have absolutely no recollection.
So we're going to...
I know Kevin, whenever Kevin and I go out drinking or I'm drinking, he will, like, come on, dude, you should do that.
Yeah.
And every time he said it to me, it always just sounded like a great idea. I'm like, oh, this is a great idea to do something that's stupid.
He eggs but me like, on, I egg him on. That's the way it works.
Right, and you know, and usually maybe it costs me a few $100 or a night in jail. But, you know, this particular thing, I mean, I wake up the next day and, you know, Lightning calls me and he says, dude, that was, you know, stoked you got that guitar for your dad. I'm like, what guitar? He goes, the one you spent $4,250 on. I go, oh yeah, right, dude. And of course, I think he's just playing games and just clowning.
$4,250.
So I didn't believe him at all. But then it started getting to me, and little things started coming back, just barely. So I said, you know, I'm just going to call my credit card company to find out. Oh, yes, you have a $4,250 charge.
Dude.
I still was in denial until Jay showed up with the item and goes, this is what you bought.
Yep.
I was like, wow.
Oh,
wow. I mean,
hey,
it's an impressive gift, but, oh, boy, dude.
Yeah.
At least
anybody else I would call and go, look, dude, if you were drunk and you didn't mean it, no problem. We'll take the next highest bid. Don't worry about it because we don't want to force anybody into giving it.
But unfortunately, Brad was the next highest bid.
Unless it's Brad, yeah. He was the top three, so what are you going to do?
At least it really ended up being the Rolling Stones and something your dad would be into. At least you didn't end up buying, dude, you know, the Backstreet Boys or something like that. And then afterwards, you've not only paid for it, but you regret the item. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and the thing was, if it would have been the Backstreet Boys at that point, Kevin's like, dude, the Backstreet Boys, you know, they're back together. They're hotter than ever.
I would have talked him into bidding on that.
He would have sold it to you, yeah, for sure.
All right, let me ask you this, Brad, who, by the way, I just found out this morning is running for the mayor of Hermosa Beach in 2010.
And I
have a feeling that somehow a negative ad is going to be constructed out of this conversation. But let me ask you this. You're a guy who parties. There have to be lots of times in your life where this has happened to you. I'm not suggesting an alcoholic blackout or anything, but where you found out after the fact that you did something while you were drinking you didn't remember, right?
Maybe 80 or 90 times.
A week?
So,
Yeah.
This happens to Brad all the time. So we thought we'd take some calls from people with things that you didn't realize you did while drunk. You got told the next day or a couple of days later, and you went, what? I did what?
Oh, boy. If I had a dollar for every time that happened,
you'd have $4,250.
I know. I could pay for the plaque.
Well, I don't know how it's going to work, Brad, and I know we'll be talking to you again about this later on, but we are all going to figure out a way to vote for you in Hermosa Beach. We don't even live there, but we're going to figure out a way to make sure you get elected. Dude.
What's your slogan, Brad? Tell them your slogan.
Oh, dude, if you vote for me, your beer is free.
There you go.
Come on.
Who wouldn't vote for him then?
Absolutely.
All right. You're the best,
Thank
Brad.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Thank you, constituents.
Bye-bye. We'll take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. Things that you did while drunk that you had no earthly idea you did. We're talking about people who drink the night before, and then the next day their friends go, dude, I couldn't believe that you fill in the blank. And they go, what? What are you talking about?
Here's Exhibit A for that.
Psycho Mike?
I was at the Palms. It was New Year's Eve 2001, the year after the millennium.
Okay.
And I show up the day of New Year's Eve, and I party all day long, and I just get smashed. And I guess sometime throughout the night, my friend said, hey, this girl, she's met you at work. She really digs you. She thinks you're cute. She's really cute. She's coming up. She can't wait to meet you. I'm like, great. So she shows up. I don't remember any of this.
Right.
And I take her back to my room that night to celebrate, and we have a little sexy time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I partied really hard the New Year's Eve, so all of January 1st, I just slept in my room, and I don't remember anything. Just kidding.
Right.
January 2nd, I wake up, and I go to breakfast. Well, these two girls are there, her and her friend, and I walk up and sit down at breakfast with them, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm Mike. Nice to meet you.
Oh, Mike.
And the look on her face, and I'm like, what? What? And everybody at the table was just silent. She got up and walked away.
You had already had them, and you didn't remember.
Wow.
I totally had, like, this night, and she said I was being, like, later on I talked to her. She said I was being all romantic and nice, and
That's not
she
me.
She was really into me and everything, and I went and introduced myself to her. Totally forgot I slept with her, even met her.
She'll never forget that, Mike.
I know.
She'll never forget that. Honestly,
I look back on that, I feel so bad.
You should.
That's a great story. All right, let's get yours, as many as we can, in a limited amount of time. 1-800-520-1067. Kevin in Compton is going to make you feel a little bit better about your story, I think, Mike. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
You did something while drunk and you forgot, or you didn't remember it?
Well, in this case, it wasn't my friends. It was my mother.
Oh,
Went out drinking all night and don't remember anything. Woke up to my mother yelling, and I took a Mr. Hankey and a ficus plant in my mother's living room.
Really? Well, isn't that good for it?
Well,
no.
In this case, no, because the tree was fake.
That's awesome, dude. Thank you for the call.
He's gross.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Let's talk to Tara, please, in Corona. She's on line 7. You were drunk, found out after the fact what you did. Hi, Tara. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I was drunk. I was dating a guy for 2 months. We went to a bar for his birthday, and his parents were there.
Mm-hmm.
I started getting crazy and, like, slashing people.
At the bar? At the bar you were doing this?
Yes. Okay. And it was being videotaped.
Oh, good.
And the video camera was, like, on the table, and I started talking to my girlfriend about our sex life and, like, everything I was doing in bed with this guy. And the next day, we decided to watch the video. And his parents were there again because it was his birthday, and his best friend's parents were there. And we're listening to this, like, 10-minute segment, like, of just all the intimate things you can imagine we've been doing in this new relationship.
Didn't his parents know that? Why did they say, let's not watch that now?
No, they didn't know it because I was talking at the table.
Oh, I see. Not to them.
Was, like, just sitting next to me on.
Awesome. Did you let it roll, or did you finally stand up and go, hey, who wants dessert?
Yeah, no. Well, I didn't remember the conversation.
No, I know, but when you're watching it back.
Yeah, I was like, we're done with this. Let's shut it off. But the best part is we're getting married in April.
Excellent.
And they, like, keep teasing me. They got me a T-shirt for my birthday. It said, life's a flash, live it up. So
I like it. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I hope you get really drunk at the reception and make a memorable toast.
Oh, you know it.
As do I.
All night.
Thank you, Tara, for the call.
Let's talk to Paul in Fullerton. You know he's on line 4. There couldn't be a segment like this that doesn't somehow involve ending up in jail. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show. What do you have for us?
I got obliterated on my birthday, and we ended up at Denny's. And I end up getting in a fight with these guys who turned out to be gang members.
Oh, good.
And the managers decided to call the cops on me because I'm throwing things around and kicking stuff over. And 4 cops later and a taser shot.
No, you were fighting the cops?
Yeah, and my fiance and my best friend show up to pick me up, and I walk out the little door, and I'm like, what happened?
You don't have any memory of the Denny's and the fight or anything?
No clue. No clue as to what happened. I woke up in jail and thought, what the F happened?
That's the best.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, out of all the waking up and, hey, where am I, waking up in jail must be at the top of the list in terms of something you just can't get wrap your head around. If you have no memory of what you did or how you ended up there, that just has to freak you out.
Well, first thought that came to my head was I showed my ding-dong.
Oh, good. Good. That needs to be done. And what utensil did you grab for the fight?
A knife. Or not a knife, a fork.
A fork.
Yeah, what was the first thing?
There was a knife right there. Didn't decide to use that. He decided to use the fork.
All right.
Hey, at least you didn't try to spoon him to death.
That's the best.
Oh.
What's that from?
MS.
All right, we have time for a couple more?
Yeah, let's try Jeremy, who is our friend who always calls us drunk from South Korea.
Jeremy!
Hi! Hey, Jeremy!
Because it's late at night in South Korea when he listens to the program. Good morning, Jeremy.
Hi, this is me.
Good morning.
How are we?
We are good. What did you do when you were drunk that you didn't remember? This call?
Call the Kevin and Bean Show this morning?
when I was living in California, I was living in Orange County, I'm a big football fan, and I ended up getting hammered at a bar in Fullerton and ended up passing out in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Where apparently I woke up when the sun was setting, and I thought the sun was rising, and I called in sick to work.
Oh, I can't make it. I'm really sorry. I'm sick. I'm not going to be there.
Yeah. So I don't remember it, and I go I go to bed, apparently, and I go to work, fine, because I passed out so early, and my manager goes in his office, and I'm working, and he comes back down, and he's like, Jeremy. He's like, yeah. He's like, you okay? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, come in my office. And then he played me the message. I'm like, oh, my God.
Nice. You called in sick and then showed up.
And then I showed up. E for effort, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You did the right thing, Jeremy.
Jeremy, he's drinking right now.
I know he is.
Yeah, sure. Go to bed, dude. Let's close with William in Ontario. Of course, we have to finish in the 909 on line 6. Hey, William, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Hi. I was partying, and I saw pictures of myself and my cousin naked in bed.
What?
Oh, my
no
God.
Kidding.
What was his name?
Wait, hold on a second. You found these pictures of you and your cousin in bed after the fact and didn't remember that it had happened?
Yeah, my friends took pictures and showed them to me.
Your friends did the right thing, first of all.
Yeah. Yes, they sure did. And
first cousin?
No, distant cousin, grew up different towns out of state, and just ran into each other around high school. And
that's the 909 for you. And what ended up happening? What did she have to say about it?
Well, we got together, and years later, we're married now.
Oh,
you're kidding!
Really?
That's the perfect ending.
You married your cousin.
Because of some pictures.
Hell yeah.
I love the 909 so much.
Thank you for the call, William. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
How many yars?
At 656.
You are?
Well, the first you are they didn't hear because I didn't have my mic on. Yeah. So then I'd say it again.
You are listening to K-Rock.
Yeah.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat and our guest for After the Top of the Hour, Matt Money Smith, former sports guy at the Kevin Bean Show, is also in here a little bit early. But
I'm not talking to Matt Money Smith.
Why? What's the problem there?
He was just telling me how some of the songs in High School Musical 3 are actually good.
They
Thank
are.
You.
And
he's right.
Man, used to be in charge of what we played on K-Rock.
I know. But things have changed greatly.
Doesn't mean they're not good, you guys. Just because you
Am
don't
I
like
Am I with
them.
Bean on this?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Change my position.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's go on then.
For the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Shall we? Speaking of HMS3.
HSM3.
Looks like Zac Efron's career is taking off in the world of movies.
Thank you.
I see. I this is a story worth
Thank
doing.
Thank you.
But it's hard to do
yes.
because he keeps smearing his stink all over it.
Oh,
are you a pedophile?
It's Zac Efron.
Are you a pedophile?
Variety has announced that thanks to the $42 million opening weekend for High School Musical 3, Paramount Pictures has announced they are in negotiations with Zac Efron to play the lead in the brand new remake of Footloose.
Oh, good.
First of all, I've got an opening for Zac Efron. And second of all...
Oh my God, Zac Efron is so beautiful.
I'll tell you what, Seth Rogen could do the Chris Penn part, right?
Yeah, I
guess he would really fit
sure.
in.
Just yeah. clopping along in right? those cowboy boots trying to learn how to dance. Yeah, apparently they've been fast-tracking the Footloose musical, which is, of course, based on the Broadway musical, which was, of course, based on the movie musical Footloose.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
This is the snake eating its tail, people.
Yep.
Originally, 1984, the movie came out, starred Kevin Bacon in the lead. Now, apparently, Zac Efron will play the out-of-towner who moves to the small town where dancing's illegal.
Who's going to play my favorite part, which is the preacher?
If our Lord wasn't testing us, how would you account for the proliferation these days of this obscene rock and roll music with its gospel of easy sexuality?
All right, take it easy.
Johnny Lithgow right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Hey, a Fallout Boy to cover the song.
I love how John Lithgow is just hating on rock and roll music during yep. the whole movie. There isn't one piece of rock and roll music in all of Footloose.
That's true. Right.
Not even a little no. bit. We need a hero. That's not rock and roll music. You know, sometimes when I watch that movie, Footloose.
No. Yeah. No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. No, when I hear it.
PGC, I still love that song. From Nisi. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Are you a pedophile?
Zac Efron and Footloose in one motion yep. picture. Bean couldn't be happier.
Bean, you're a f***ing asshole. I wish you were on the goddamn Edmund Fitzgerald freak.
Yeah, we all do. Speaking of gay music,
yes.
Pete Wentz is in the news.
Oh!
Oh! Fallout Boy told an interviewer recently that his management team used to be worried that he'd die at the age of 27, just like Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, and Kurt Cobain.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Yeah. Pete said he used to party so hard. He was over-medicated for years. But now, he's 29, and everyone, he said, took a huge sigh of relief on his 28th birthday when he made it.
Get up!
Are you
Shut
kidding
up!
Me?
Why is Pete Wentz answering questions nobody's asking?
Are you kidding
nobody
me?
Nobody went to him and said, dude, we're all worried about you. How did you survive living past 27?
Well, Hendrix and Joplin and Morrison and Pete Wentz, I mean, that is the Mount
sure.
Rushmore of rock.
Yeah, the only difference is, Pete, they all had talent and died at 27.
Wow!
Can you believe
That's
that?
That's unbelievable.
I'm so hardcore. No one thought I'd live. And now they're sad I did. Pete Wentz.
Wait, is Pacino speaking for him?
He's playing him in the new movie, along with Tommy Lasorda. And sometimes I wish, you know, all the channels you get on your television, thanks to the DirecTV or cable sure. or whatever you have, I wish I had more foreign fare to watch.
Foreign TV shows?
I wish I could see shows from around the world.
Like Europe, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a big deal, a big brouhaha about a Belgian TV series called Favorite Dish, which goes out and researches the favorite dishes of celebrities and historical figures.
Yeah?
Well, the entire country is up in arms because this week's episode features Adolf Hitler's most beloved meals.
Yum, 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 yum.
Really?
Yeah. People are furious because Favorite Dish is looking into what Adolf Hitler liked to eat. First of all, I got to think the people at Favorite Dish maybe running out if they're going to Hitler. But people are boycotting and threatening the network and saying that all hell will be paid if they air the episode of What Did Adolf Like to Eat?
Does it say what his meal was, Ralph?
Actually, if you're curious, yes. He liked vegetables. He was a vegetarian. A lot of veggies.
That's bizarre that he was a vegetarian.
He'd occasionally indulge in some game meat. If you had some nice pheasant around, he'd have a little of that. Occasionally ate the sausage.
Oh! Back to Pete Wentz now.
That's why he was so angry. And loved chocolate for dessert. When it came to dessert, he was all about the chocolate.
I think Lisa's got a new favorite.
Lisa and Hitler have a lot in common.
They sure do.
I was thinking if they just stuck with Oprah, they'd never have to do another show.
That's
they could
true.
Just do Oprah.
She's got 900 favorite meals.
Yeah.
And I know.
Delicious.
I know I did this story earlier, but I got to repeat it. I'm going to repeat it every hour this
week. Okay.
Because it's the best. Paris Hilton has announced that she is having second thoughts about her trip into space. She was planning a vacation on Richard Branson's Virgin space flight. This is the vehicle that will take you out of the atmosphere into orbit, and you can see space and then
sure.
come back to Earth. But apparently, even though Paris has ponied up to be one of the first passengers on the experimental aircraft, she's scared about taking the trip, she says, and I quote, because she worries that she'll return 10,000 years in the future when everyone she knows is dead.
Stupid-ass bitch.
That happens a lot.
Happened to Charlton Heston once. He came back.
That's right.
Apes.
Freaking monkeys were running stuff.
I will never drink and drive again.
I kid you not. He had to deal with an orangutan deciding whether he should live or die. You don't want that.
At all. No. I wouldn't.
Because I saw that Clint Eastwood movie, and that orangutan was angry.
Just one angry orangutan.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Joaquin Phoenix is 34. Julia Roberts turns 41. Andy Richter. Not only popular actor and comedian, but inventor of the scale that measures earthquakes.
I don't think...
A lot of people don't realize that.
No, yeah.
That is,
same guy.
That is true.
That is pretty great.
42. Huh. Lauren Holly turns 45 years old today.
Jeez.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates is 53. And Dennis Franz. Do we have time for Kevin's interview with Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue?
Nope.
One of my favorite interviews Kevin ever did.
You served on the force with him, didn't you, Ralph?
I did, over at NYPD Blue. I was a guest star in a couple episodes. Got to know Dennis a little bit. And I always liked Kevin's in-depth interview he had with Dennis Franz.
Falling apart.
Look, we wanted to, when you were coming up, the first, we said, what should we ask Dennis Franz?
What?
We said, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this in a nice way. Maybe I better just not ask it. We're going to talk about your ass some more, but maybe we won't. Any more nakedness on your part at NYPD Blue coming up this year?
I hope not.
Well said, Kevin.
First question was spectacular.
Yeah. Even for me, that was...
One more time. Give me the...
Now, come on!
Just the first part.
We don't have time.
I just want to hear the question.
Okay.
Look, we wanted to, when you were coming up, the first, we said, what should we ask Dennis Franz?
What?
We said, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this in a nice way. Maybe I better just not ask it. We're gonna...
Wow. Is that Kevin or Ozzy?
You're coming up, when you...
So you've had, would you say, a limited vocabulary due to not a great education?
Correct.
Dennis Franz, despite that interview, has lived to 64 years. He celebrates his 64th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Where we live in the old times, the good times, with our former sports guy Matt Money Smith, now heard weekday afternoons on AM 570 with Petros. And you know, it sure smelled bad when you and Jimmy were both working on this show. I got to tell you.
He could put it down on me. We miss
you guys, but it sure smells a lot sweeter around here since both of you left.
We certainly don't have as many rules about who can fart in the studio or not. I mean, we actually had to make rules about that because these guys were so rancid.
Well, I noticed the wallpaper is still only peeled the same percentage as it was when I left. A number of years ago.
You can take care of that on your way out.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Don't think I won't.
Money, isn't it sad that our program still doesn't have a sports guy? Doesn't that break your heart?
It does.
It's an injustice to the fine Kevin and Bean listeners, isn't it?
Judging by the the emails and the people that I would connect with, you know, that I really felt that special bond when I was out there with people. Yeah, it's a shame.
It makes us very, very sad because especially days like today, there's so much going on, so much cool stuff to talk about, and we don't have a sports guy. But that's why I'm glad you're here. Why don't we start with basketball? Because I know how Kevin is excited about
Lakers, the
new world of the Boston Celtics being the world champions as the season begins. How do the Lakers look? I didn't really follow much what they did over the summer, but how different is this team from last year?
Not much. They lost Roni Turioff, and he went. You know, he was the energetic dance on the sideline guy. That if he's on your team, you love him. If he's not, you hate him. but other than that, it's pretty much the same. You know, the key with the Lakers this year is guys that got healthy and guys that got a year older. It's a very young team, which is, I think, what makes this team so exciting.
Is Bynum going to be everything everybody hopes him?
Well, no, because everybody thinks he's going to end up being, you know,
second coming
the second best center in the league. And he very well could be. But to assume that a kid that turned 21 years old yesterday, by the way. So think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't fault the kid for being hungover and dragging ass tonight. He turned 21 yesterday, the night before. What a terrible scheduling that you turn 21 the night before your big coming out party. And he's only got, you know, until Friday to sign his big contract extension. And then that window closes and you have to table that until the end of the season. So he is going to be playing his ass off the next two games in an effort to try to get that 70, 80 million bucks instead of having to play through the whole season on a knee that he really blew out last year.
Is it still bad?
He's not healthy. I talked to Kurt Rambis, assistant coach, yesterday, and he said he's definitely not at the level where he was when he got hurt last year. So as good as he looks, his last preseason game was great. I mean, here's the thing about big men. And, you know, why big men are always taken, because you can't teach size, that whole cliche. But he's got great feet, and he's got real soft hands. And that's the two things that you want more than anything else on a big man. Can you move your feet around the basket? Are you comfortable? I mean, Kevin, you and I used to go to so many games, and we'd laugh at these big dudes like Eldon Campbell that would trip over their own feet because they're just tall and gangly and awkward.
Who was the smoking guy that I always booed?
Vlade Divac. We boo him all the time.
Hate it. They throw him the ball in the middle and just bounce off his hands like stones.
It's so funny, you know, talking to these Euro guys. They say, you know, they still... in Europe, smoke on the bench and just hanging out halftime. Hey, you know, halftime, who got smokes? You know, it's just the way it is over there.
They smoke in surgery in Europe. Come on.
So that's the thing about Andrew, is great hands. Yeah. I mean, you know, you throw the ball up to him, he can grab it, gather himself in midair, adjust his body. He's great that way. He's very graceful. So that's why there was a lot of excitement about that particular dude, even though he's got a tiny head.
Now, he does have a tiny head. That's true.
Tiny head.
How's Kobe physically and mentally? He didn't rape anybody in the summer. That was good.
Stop. He didn't before either, my friend.
I'll have you know, Bean, by the way, but before you start piling on KB.
I'm not piling on. KB, I'm just getting 24. An update on where the team is.
KB24.
You know, Kobe's a big High School Musical guy.
Is he really?
Just to let you know, Bean, before you... Yes. Well, he's got two daughters, so he's all about the red carpet premieres. I've seen him out, you know, with all them.
Yeah, because you'll do anything for your kids.
Exactly. Right. So he's a big High School Musical guy. But Kobe is fine. He says that the...
He didn't have surgery on his finger, right?
He did not have surgery on his finger. They said it would take 6 weeks to heal. And he said... And it's what I had anticipated would happen. He just said, you know, scar tissue. It builds up and it holds it in place, so you're fine. You know, it's one of those...
It's not going to hurt him? It's not going to start getting worse throughout the season without another injury?
I don't think so. I think the one concern about Kobe is legs. You know, he typically doesn't get his legs till later in the season. It's just the way it's been every year that I've been around him. And now he's added an extra 8 weeks of playing ball in the summer for the Olympics. Yeah. But, you know, he swears he's fine, and he is one of those dudes that does not take it lightly in the offseason. Right. He had always busted his ass no matter what he was doing and came into camp in shape. So he'll be fine.
The Celtics are back in full effect. What did they lose over?
You know, they lost a guy that I desperately wanted the Lakers to get, and I'm not the guy who's got to shell out $30 million to get a role player, a glue player.
But if you could, you would.
If I could have, I would have signed James Posey. And if you remember James Posey in the finals, didn't score a lot, didn't get a lot of rebounds, but always made that giant basket or that giant defensive stop. He did the same thing for Miami when they won the title in 06. He did it for the Celtics last year, and he moved on to New Orleans. And that's probably going to be the Lakers' toughest competition in the West. The New Orleans Hornets.
Really?
Yes. Chris Paul is...
It's amazing.
If you're a casual fan and you want to see a dude that makes it exciting to watch basketball, he's that guy.
Well, he's one of the two or three they were talking about for MVP last year, as well as Kobe,
little
right?
dude, yeah. just great handles, you know, can scoot all over the floor and make shots from anywhere. That's probably where they're... And this guy, James Posey, signed there, and that's what that team needed, was just a bit of toughness, a guy that can kind of carry him over the hump. So they're going to be tough to deal with in the West.
Do you think this year Andrew Bynum is going to be able to grow enough that he will be the extra?
I mean, he looks like he's got sacks of potatoes in his calves. I mean, the guy is just giant. He is a beast, and it's going to be very hard for any team to contend with him. And then, you know, that this is the thing, is the Lakers have one of the best centers in the league playing the power forward position in Pau Gasol. I mean, this is a guy who is a former All-Star, was a former Rookie of the Year, is basically a 20-point, 10-rebound guy with an godly face, looks like a bird just begging for food from his mother's nest.
But at least he doesn't shave.
Yes, he doesn't shave. He's got a patchy beard like I do, which is why I like him. But he's great, and he had the best preseason of any Laker. And it's another guy. You know, he played. If you can, and this is going to sound, geez, am I going to sound like a giant sports geek that doesn't get laid. Mm-hmm. If you can find it, the gold medal game from the Olympics was played at 2 in the morning. I, of course, was up and watched it.
Of course.
Because I'm that guy. It's one of the greatest basketball games I've ever seen in my life. I mean, one of the five
I remember being like, good.
Best. And I don't know if people watched it, if they just saw the highlights and they knew the results, so they didn't really pay attention.
Oh, that could be.
But this was a game that Powell was a major factor in. And having him alongside Kobe, the best player in the NBA, you know, last year's MVP, and an emerging... two emerging kids that are emerging to be NBA All-Stars in Jordan Farmar and Andrew Bynum. It's a squad. I mean, the Lakers have a squad. And, yes?
I was just going to... Yeah, I apologize.
What?
I was just going to say, Lakers game is on at 7:30 on TNT, by the way, as the second half of their doubleheader. And I guess the Celtics are opening the season, the NBA season today against Cleveland. And that game is going to be at 5 o'clock, I think. Hey, one quick question before the break, and this is not pro basketball, but is Baron Davis going to play for the Clippers tomorrow? And does it matter?
You want to talk about giving a team the giant middle finger. The fact that the league has the Clippers opening at home Clipper game against the Lakers, the favorite to win the NBA championship and arguably the most popular team in all the NBA in a city where the Clippers, their home opener is going to be a sea of purple and gold and will not even be like a home game on national TV. I mean, they gave the Clippers, yeah, that's nice you got Baron Davis and Marcus Camby, but guess what? You're opening against the Lakers on your own floor. Sorry. I mean, it is a giant middle finger. And I like that Clipper team. I actually do. I think they have a shot to
not make the playoffs again this year.
Yeah, just to barely miss the playoffs.
But to be 9th or 10th.
Yes, not bad for the Clips,
I mean,
right?
Maybe they could come in 9th.
Baby steps.
All right. Matt Money Smith is here, of course, from AM570. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about something that has never happened in the history of postseason baseball, and it happened last night. All that and more right after this on the World Famous.
Obviously, the conditions have deteriorated, and the grounds crew has done a phenomenal job trying to keep the game going. But with all the puddling and the wetness, the commissioner and the crew chief, Tim Welke, decided that the playing conditions were such that we ought to call time and put the tarp on the field.
So that happened. It's the Kevin Abid Show on K-Rock 106.7, KRQ 728. Our friend Matt Money Smith is in studio. Generally, in a regular season game, once it's past five innings and it rains and you call it, that's it. It's an official game. But nobody wanted to see a World Series end that way. That's for sure.
No.
So they kept on playing. Tampa managed to score at the top of the sixth to make it a tie game so the Phillies wouldn't win even if they called it. So at 2-2, Bud Selig said, that's it.
Sorry.
Conditions are too bad, not going to play, and they're going to renew it. They're going to try again tonight or tomorrow or Thanksgiving, if that's how long it takes, he said.
Can we talk about what a pussy sport baseball
tonight,
is?
Tonight,
what a pussy sport.
Here's the thing.
Number one.
If Philly had...
They canceled it because of puddling.
If Philly had the great meteorologist we do here in L.A.
Puddling.
Dallas Rains. Let's name him. Dallas Rains.
That's true.
Fritz Coleman.
Johnny Mountain.
Jackie Johnson.
Sure.
And that Filipino chick on KNBC in the middays with the giant bombs.
Alito Loresca.
If they had them in Philly, Bud Selig would have been paying attention. Instead, they got some crusty old dude in a cheap suit. Nobody wants to watch the weather when someone ugly's giving it to you.
That's true.
So they shouldn't have played the game in the first place.
That's absolutely right.
That's the mistake they made.
Or they should get in a sport where they play regardless, because baseball is a pussy sport.
I don't know if I would call a pussy sport one in which an object, a projectile that can kill you if it hits you in the head, is traveling at speeds of 98 miles an hour. And when it gets wet, get a little loose.
And
maybe hit you in the face.
And now you've got an interesting sport.
Oh, good.
If they would play in rain every time, I'd watch every game.
Kevin wants
it to be murder ball.
Hey, football's exactly the same. Football, they can't hold on to it. They can't throw it. They can't catch it.
They're wearing helmets and pads.
But they keep playing.
Well, of course they do. There isn't a hard rock that someone's throwing that you've got to try to protect yourself from.
Dear God.
It's a shame, and, here's the problem.
We're getting wet. We can't play.
Well, think about this.
We're getting wet.
It's October 22nd. It's basically November.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia. And your first pitch is at 8:30 p.m. The hell do you think is going to happen? They added this extra round of the playoffs about 15. How long ago was the wild card?
About 15 years ago. And more days off, too,
so
in that postseason as well.
So now you play 2 weeks later. You know, these games would be over by mid-October when you only had, your championship series and then your World Series. So now they're playing the games too late. And when you start games at 8:30 in Philly
in
November,
play through a puddle, dude.
Bad. That was a.
You can't do it.
That dude, it was a monsoon.
40 mile an hour winds.
Now I'm in.
It was play ball.
Play ball.
It was a nor'easter.
Play ball.
What is a nor'easter?
I desperately
need to figure out what a nor'easter is because I think it's pretty cool to say, "Oh, it was a terrible nor'easter."
It was 37 degrees right before they called the game last night. 40-mile-an-hour winds, and it was just torrential. I mean, you couldn't even see. The players out there couldn't even see the ball. That's how bad it was.
Best. I could collectively hear the entire city of Montebello saying, "Hey, I got to give me one of them ear flap your calves." They were watching that game last night. That is what came out of that game for Los Angeles last night. We need Dodger ear flap baseball caps for the winter season.
Hell yeah.
Because it gets so cold.
Very weird.
Yeah, it was. It was strange. And you know, I don't want to say I feel bad for Bud Selig, but this dude just keeps getting put in these positions. It's one thing to screw up an All-Star game. It's another to screw up a World Series game.
Well, we've talked about the field conditions all night long, and as it turns out, this game is officially suspended. The rain continues to fall. The field is, at this point, unplayable. So what that means is this Game 5 becomes the first ever World Series game suspended, in this case, due to weather.
Don't you want to get
macro-scale storm along the east coast of the U.S. and Atlantic Canada? How about that? Nor'easter.
Don't you want to just get the Rays and Phillies over with?
Can you just let
them play so it's over?
You guys know old Bucky there, don't you? He comes on from time to time.
Bucky?
Yeah. Joe Buck.
Oh, Joe Buck, yes.
Yeah. Can you ask him the next time he's on just to take his hand and make it into a plane and chop Tim McCarver right in the throat? Last night, McCarver says, you know, you can't play these. This is irresponsible, and it's irresponsible for the Tampa Bay Rays. You can't run the bases. It's hard to hit. Upton gets a hit, steals second, rounds third, and scores to tie the game. And McCarver's just sitting there going, I do not approve of this whatsoever. He is a dumbass.
Yeah.
Right before that hit, he said, advantage, pitcher, the ball is dry, the bat is wet. Yeah. Boom, right into the outfield.
Right into the outfield. Upton rounds third with no problem whatsoever to score the tying run. Selig rejoices with his hands in his pockets, shaking like he was having an epileptic fit. Like, it's tied. I can call it now. So I don't know what they're going to do. This is the great thing about that game. For even if you're a casual fan and you don't care about Philadelphia or Tampa, and I don't know why you would, hopefully this will screw over the Phillies and the city of Philadelphia, because God knows they are tortured sports souls, and it is hysterical that this stuff keeps happening to them. Their best pitcher, the best pitcher in the postseason, was the guy on the bump yesterday, Cole Hamels. This dude is unreal. He looks kind of like James Vanderbeek, but he's got fancy like brows, like he's got a little Armenian in him or something.
Hey, bro.
Watch my snapping curve, bro. But he's wasted now. Now the guy that closes it out.
He's drunk?
He was 4-0.
No, he can't throw any curveball.
He can't throw the ball anymore. He already had a start. So they may have wasted their best pitcher. Who's up next, by the way? Next up, 45-year-old guy that throws the ball 75 miles an hour.
That's been throwing pretty much batting practice the entire playoffs.
Pretty much, yes. So this whole thing really could work against Philadelphia.
All right, then I'm in.
Which would be pretty cool.
Could
be
kind of
funny.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, period. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Philadelphia.
All right, listen, real quick, couple of quick items. We're going to take your telephone calls next for Kevin and Bean's Spooky Singles Party, which is this Friday night in Silver Lake. If you want to go, we're looking for just guys this time. We're looking for guys, and we've decided that the chicks that are coming really are looking to bang it out with some rich dudes. So please have some money when you give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. We will talk to you next for Kevin and Bean's Spooky Singles. But before you go, we got a request from a K-Rock listener named Omar. Psycho Mike, we're going to need you on a mic here. This is going to be a real quick instant request, if you don't mind, guys.
This is the instant request. Gotcha.
Instant request. Omar writes in, "Hey, Jackholes, now that money is in studio, could you please have the other money, the one that works when he's not there for real, call in for an instant request? I'd love to hear it. Could you please make it happen?" So money versus money is the instant request. Let's take advantage of this wonderful opportunity and make it happen right now on K-Rock.
You instant
make a request.
Instant request. Kevin and Bean.
Instant request.
Let me tell you something about dynasties.
You're supposed to be calling in.
Oh.
You're on the phone.
All right.
Put a phone filter on that mic.
All right. Well, let's just pretend I'm on the phone for Christ's sake. God damn it. Don't halt up this bit anymore. Let me tell you something about things that suck.
Spit it out.
You know what
sucks? I would
sucks?
Never stumble over my words like
Why
that,
Why don't you shut your goddamn...
Fool?
You must be a communist. That's what you are. Go back to Pinko Commie Land, wherever the hell that is, and let me tell
the
you
last
about...
bastion of freedom, right there off the 405 at Roscoe Boulevard, Galpin Ford!
Where is Galpin Ford? One more time, give him that
you
address.
You want to support your country? Don't you vote on November 4th. You buy a Ford Flex.
What's a
you
lemon?
Buy a Ford Flex.
What's
you show
lemon?
Your flag.
You tell me what a lemon is. A lemon's a car that doesn't work.
And it sucks.
There you go, Lance. There you go. There you go. There's your third glass.
Money versus money.
I enjoyed that.
I think Mike sounded more like me than I did.
I do, too.
Hey, if you're ever out, if you ever travel or miss a day, Psycho Mike's your guy to fill in, man. Have him go over there and do the show with Petros. It'd be awesome.
Let him do it in a half second.
They won't even
I'd
know.
Be out of a job.
Petros, you cool with that?
Jeez. Is that what happens? We're just roundly mocked on this show?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
I go to bed at 2 a.m. last night. I wake up at 5:30 and I come in and I'm mocked.
And this
endlessly.
Is what you get.
Well, that's what I sign up for, right?
It is, yes.
All right, Matt. Thank you for stopping by,
Anytime.
Dude. Always great to see you.
Tonight, Lakers
this
basketball.
Afternoon at 3:30. Yeah, there you go. Please enjoy. Kevin Amin's spooky singles party is this Friday night. That's Halloween, don't you know? We're going to be at the Medusa Lounge, 21 and over. Medusa Lounge, by the way, is MedusaLoungeLA.com. It's over there in Silver Lake. DJ Omar Khan is going to be spinning. $1,000 costume contest. Starts at around 9 o'clock, 21 and up. You can call right now if you're a dude at 1-800-520-1067. Let's give away some tickets, shall we?
Kevin and Bean's
spooky singles party.
The things that can spoil the fun of Halloween.
Or cause it, either way. All right, let's begin with Corey, who is calling from Hemet. Good morning, Corey.
How's it going, guys?
Corey's hey. A high school history teacher.
Oof. That's right.
And what is it that
Are
you
we
want?
On the tube of history? What's going
yeah,
on here?
I don't know. There's some kind of phone problem. I'm not sure what it is. Hang on, let me go to another line. Hold on. Corey, are you there?
I am. How's it going?
Okay, good.
It's not your fault, Corey, but everything's going on weird here. What's your deal? Tell us about you in 15 seconds.
I'm 31, about 6'2", blonde hair, like to have a good time, big USC Trojans fan, and looking forward to getting tickets, hopefully, for Friday night.
What would you come dressed as?
Pardon?
What would you come dressed as in your costume?
Beer man.
Beer man.
Okay. Is that a superhero that I'm unaware of?
Yeah, you've probably seen him. I wanted to wear him to work on Friday, but I couldn't get away with it. But he's going to have kind of the Superman colors with a little gold in there. And he's going to have some beer goggles on and like a belt with cans and bottles and everything. And he's looking to have a good time.
I wish my high school history teacher was Beer Man at school.
Cool.
Would that be the best?
I think that's pretty creative.
All right, we need to vote on this guy because we have such a bad phone line. I apologize, but what do you guys think about him? Is he?
Of course, seems fine
Sound
to
good?
Me. Yeah.
All right, you're in.
I'm going
to
defer to Lisa because she's better at reading the dudes.
Yeah,
than,
he does.
Than we
he
are.
Sounds fine.
Bring another dude, please, so that we can kind of keep an accurate count. We have an even number of both.
By the way, if you've not yet decided what you're going to be for our party or any others, we recommend, of course, Glendale Costumes, just off the 134 freeway in Glendale. Glendale Costumes is the name. They really are the biggest costume shop you'll ever see in your whole damn life.
All right, let's go to Nathan, who is calling from Newport Beach. Good morning, Nathan. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kevin Bean.
How's it going, dude?
What's up, man?
And this is at 7:45 in the morning. How's it going to be Friday night?
A little worried, to tell you the truth.
No, you got to have a guy like this at every party, don't you?
Don't we have Brad?
Yeah, but you're the guy like this at every party, Kevin. All right, so, Nathan, what's your Halloween costume? Have you given it any thought yet?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be a Mormon, wear a bicycle helmet and one of those white shirts and carry around a Bible.
You can be a Mormon or a retard. One or the other. Both have helmets.
I can be both if you want me to.
I'd like you to come as Eli Manning, please.
I can do Eli, no problem.
Well, I think the guys want to date you.
I'd say Nathan's in. What do you think?
Yeah, he sounds fun.
All right. Nathan, congratulations. Let's see. Where do you want to go now?
What's the best time you ever had at a Halloween party before, Manny?
Oh, man. Probably the times I cannot remember.
Mm.
Sure.
Mm.
There's that.
That makes sense.
Remember when that dude from that band hit money over the head with a bottle of beer?
Yes.
Call an ambulance. Remember that whole thing?
That was
That's
fun.
That's right. That was at a Halloween party. Yeah.
That was the best.
Indeed.
Manny, what are you going to come as?
I am going to come as Genuine Beer.
Genuine Beer.
Yeah, I'm a big, giant beer bottle.
A lot of beer going on.
A lot of beer
on.
Happening.
Yeah. No kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just went to a party Friday night, and I was drinking some beer, and the friend's like, hey, isn't that cannibalism of some sort?
Because you're a beer-drinking beer.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the ladies will want to know what you have to offer them underneath the costume.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm 5'10". I'm Hispanic and Portuguese. I wear glasses. I'm kind of cute. Oh, no. Let me take that back. I am cute, damn it. And I love to have a good time.
As does everyone.
All right. What do you think,
like
Lisa?
Manny. I like him.
You like him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Manny, you're in.
Awesome.
All right, I think we have time for just one more on air right now. We may be able to give a couple more off the air. And by the way, we'll do ladies in about 45 minutes. If you're a woman, 21 and up, want to join us at the party at the Medusa Lounge this Friday night, we'll need you at around 8:30.
Let's go to Eric, 26 years old, Newport Beach.
Eric.
Good morning, Eric.
Hey, guys. What's up? What's up, Lisa?
Hey, Eric.
Eric is an auctioneer. You don't see that every day.
For foreclosures?
Yeah, I'm a foreclosure auctioneer. I actually sell the houses at the steps at the courthouse.
Wow, you must be busy.
Good times.
Dude, is that sad or what?
You know, I have a good time. Not everybody really likes me, though.
$100 for this house. Who wants to bid?
God.
I wish I could do it for that. You know, that's the best part is that it's cash only. So here, you know, everybody's got to come up with $500,000 to $1 million to be buying houses
Jeez.
With me.
Wow.
But yeah. Are people, not to get off topic because we're focusing on Halloween here, but if people go to those foreclosure auctions, can they get some super good deal sometimes?
Sure, they're a dime a dozen, and you know what they say, if it's a good deal, somebody else already knows about it, so.
Yeah, well, that's true, I guess. Well, that sounds like a pretty good, certainly a line of work. You're going to be busy for the next year. You don't have to worry about losing your job, at least.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm so glad. I'm pessimistic about everything. I think this is going to go on for a long time, but that's good news for me.
What Halloween costume would you wear on Friday night?
Towley from South Park.
Oh, very nice.
That's strong.
Wow, haven't heard Towley's name in a while. He's awesome.
Yep.
Yes, he's my favorite.
All right, okay. I like Eric. What do you guys think?
I do too.
Yeah, sounds good. Eric, bring another single guy with you, and we'll see you Friday night at the party, all right?
Sure thing.
Thank you, man. We'll take more calls coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Like Bean said, we're going to be looking for girls at around 8:30. We have Milo Ventimiglia. Coming up just after the top of the hour, and Ralph Showbiz.
Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, so your mattress is free. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Nice selling that one. What? What are you looking at me like?
Come on with the free.
It says it right there. Yeah. Look
it's
at all
true.
The E's.
It does have a lot of E's in it. You got a point.
They used to have traffic so much, she's now doing traffic in Hawaii. She's talking about Honolulu Boulevard. What the F? Isn't there enough traffic doing Southern California? Now you're giving us just global traffic?
Anywhere?
In case you're listening in Oahu, look out on Honolulu Boulevard. The palm tree is falling over on Jack Lord's statue.
Hey, Ralph, did you see Peter Petrelli? Is he here yet?
I have not. I believe he just arrived as I was walking into the studio, so I have not had a chance yet to shake his hand and ask him to fly me around the parking lot.
Dude.
Yes, that's what I'll do.
I don't know. When Siler's your brother, you got to be careful with a dude like that, man. You never know who you can trust anymore.
Plus, Peter's got the hunger now. He's got Siler's powers. He's got the hunger.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
He's going to have to learn how to control that.
That's all a TV
His dad's
show.
Up and walking around when everybody thought he was dead. That's got to freak you out. He's having a bad week.
I'm surprised he even came in today with all that family drama happening. Anyway, we'll talk to Milo Ventimiglia from the TV show Heroes coming up after the news at 8. Right now, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday. What's going on?
Not only is Milo on one of my favorite TV shows, Heroes, but let's not forget he also is Rocky Balboa's son.
Right. Oh, that's right. He sure the hell is. Nice.
We got a lot. Yeah. We got a lot to talk about, me and Milo.
Yeah.
How about that?
I told you when you get fall down, you get back up again.
You had to listen to Sylvester Stallone yell that at him for a couple of months.
What I say to the kid, you fall down, you get up again. You know, that piece of paper down the street says I can still fight. Pursuit of happiness.
Love Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, they need to let him stop writing those movies, though.
How dare you, sir? Speaking of movies, interesting movie news. Tim Burton continues to cast his upcoming adaptation of Alice in Wonderland. You know, Johnny Depp's going to be the Mad Hatter in that production, which should be very entertaining. He's just added Crispin Glover to the cast.
Awesome.
He's
as
crazy.
The Knave of Hearts. Yeah, it doesn't mean think Tim Burton couldn't get any weirder. Now he's working with Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Fantastic. So it will be like going down the rabbit hole or through the looking glass.
dealing with this cast.
Look up Crispin Glover and David Letterman.
Oh,
1987 on YouTube.
I can kick, man.
Kicks him out.
I can kick high.
Letterman literally goes, all right, I'm just going to stand up and go check out the top 10. And they cut away and he's gone. Yeah. It's the best.
Comes out, starts throwing kicks at Dave's head. I can kick, man.
I'm strong.
All right, okay.
And then the best part of that story for me is Crispin Glover's explanation afterwards, which is that it wasn't him. That wasn't him who did that. It was some guy who looked like him.
It was some Crispin Glover impersonator.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He crazy.
A lot of call for that in Vegas, by the way.
I'm sure.
If you go to Imperial Palace, you can have 21 dealt to you by a Crispin Glover impersonator.
Years ago, with
the dealer tainers.
Years ago, Crispin Glover came to a live event that Kevin and I were hosting, Ralph. I think it was before your time. He showed up and then wouldn't get out of the car and refused to actually be. Came all the way down to the broadcast and then said, nope, I'm not getting out of the car. I'm not going to do it. And he turned around and left.
I can sit in the car, man. That's what he was saying.
He made us pick him up in a limo and then just had the limo driver just drive him back home. Just didn't have any interest.
In his defense, he never said he'd get out. That's true. Wanted to be picked up in a limo.
Just said he'd show up.
We weren't specific enough.
That's right. You have to put in his rider. The door will actually open and you will exit the limo. Not just you will get a ride in the limo. Speaking of crazy people, Amy Winehouse in the news again. Apparently, Amy was in the emergency room over the weekend.
Shocker.
Some tabloids are reporting that she had checked into a rehab, but that's not the case. She went into the hospital for some upper respiratory problems after being diagnosed with severe lung disease back in June. Apparently, she's fighting some breathing issues.
I wonder why.
I can't imagine.
Picture of health.
Amy, they pumped her lungs out and found nothing but white powder. They couldn't understand what it was.
Yeah. I have her statement from the hospital if you guys like to hear what Amy Winehouse had to say.
Yes, please.
I'm not the biggest rocket surgeon.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Speaking of Amy, I mean, I saw the photos on the internet, but there was a Halloween party at Kate Hudson's party house over the weekend, and Cindy Crawford showed up dressed as Amy Winehouse.
Strong.
Complete with white powder covering the bottom of her nose.
Oh, boy.
Also at the party were, of course, Kate's dad, Kurt Russell, who was dressed as an airline pilot. And before you send me the emails, I know Kurt Russell isn't actually Kate Hudson's real dad, but he was pretty much he pretty much raised her.
Yeah, people get angry about that and fire off emails to you.
If I make some misstatement, I do get hundreds of emails. So I just want to recognize, I know Mark Hudson of the Hudson Brothers is actually Kate Hudson's dad.
Kate considers Kurt Russell her dad, though.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah,
it's good enough for Kate. Good enough for me. Courtney Cox and David Arquette were there also as a witch and a warlock. Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rosdale were also at a costume party over the weekend dressed as bacon and eggs.
That's one of the oddest costumes I've ever heard.
Strange choice.
Yeah. You know, really should have gone with that is Chris Martin and his broad.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Gwyneth Paltrow. Because then they could have been bacon and eggs, and they could have brought apple along for dessert, and they would have had a whole meal.
Nice.
See? That's what they should have done. Jennifer Love Hewitt and her fiancé announced to Us Weekly they're going to dress up this weekend as Brangelina, as Brad and Angelina. So, that's Jennifer Love Hewitt, by the way.
Yeah.
Speaking of hot women, did you see Dancing with the Stars last night?
Nope.
No.
Is it Dancing with the Stars?
Big brouhaha.
Still don't watch it.
There's a lot of Cloris Leachman controversy.
What's she done now?
She won't die?
Know. I don't know. I just heard something about this and being some sort of...
That's it? That's your story?
No, but the hot chick on that show, Julianne Hough,
yes,
was sick last week. She had terrible stomach cramps.
Right.
Turns out they had to take her appendix out.
Ouch.
She is suffering not only from endometriosis, but also is going into surgery today to take out her appendix as well as an ovarian cyst.
Oh, my.
So she's got a lot of bad things happening down there in her torso region.
She's got a lot of good things happening down there in her torso region, too, I bet.
I was going to say, if they don't need the extra parts, if they're going to take a cyst out or her appendix, whatever, they throw that stuff away. I'm saying, FedEx over to my
house. You're saying what?
I'm saying I wouldn't mind it. I would like it. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Juliet Huff's appendix in a jar?
Sure, why not?
Because then I can clone her.
You know how to clone?
Who doesn't? I saw a thing on late night television. There was a...
Infomercial?
Infomercial, yeah. They're selling some sort of kit. Right after the ShamWow. And just before... just before the Easy Can Opener.
Money and I were comparing notes on late night television
stuff you bought recently.
Between the two of you, you bought everything.
We love infomercials. Do you have the ShamWow, by the way?
No. What is that?
ShamWow's the greatest thing ever, right?
It's unbelievable.
The greatest?
Wait a minute. What's
product ever? And it's made in Germany.
Is it better than the snifter?
They make good stuff in Germany.
What's the ShamWow and why is it important?
The ShamWow is like a chamois cloth.
Right.
But it absorbs like 900% its own weight in fluid.
Okay.
So if you spill
I know how Mike is using his, but how are you using yours?
So if you spill something on your carpet, you put the ShamWow down. You just step on it. Sucks all the moisture right out of your carpet.
Same with a towel or anything else?
No, not even close. Not even close.
I'm not kidding. You buy a ShamWow, you will sit in your house and pour stuff on it. It's going, whoa!
You'll go, wow!
It absorbs that much stuff.
Are you guys aware you're talking about the ShamWow?
I could not be more passionate about a product than I am the ShamWow.
Ralph, may I ask a question in all seriousness? As a man who is puppy training all the dogs in the world, do I need a ShamWow?
More than you could possibly imagine. It's the most useful implement for puppy training.
All right, I'm going to get one
it
today.
It soaks up all kinds. Amazing. You cut it in half. You use part as a bath mat because it absorbs the moisture right off your legs when you step out and it stays dry. Did you use it to dry your car or anything else when you're washing your car, or your ATV, or your boat?
Wow. I'm in. I'm with you.
ShamWow.
Kevin's the hater here. He's not trying to improve the world like you are.
He does not appreciate the magic of the ShamWow.
You know how much money you save on paper towels with the ShamWow?
No, I don't. Washable. It's reusable. It's amazing.
And this is showbiz.
Well, we've kind
is
of
is it veered, on TV? Kind of
it's on
out.
TV.
Yeah, it's on TV.
It's on TV.
There you go.
That guy picked up that stuff off the carpet on TV.
So what if someone in New Orleans had the ShamWow when Katrina hit? Could they have
their
just taken care
saved.
Of that?
Their
they could have just taken care
saved.
Of that like 1 minute,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. They could have stuffed one half of a ShamWow in a broken levee. It would have sucked up all of Katrina.
Wow, that would have been useful.
That's what I'm telling you. Brownie with FEMA should have had those down there. Just airlift me a case of ShamWows. That's all you had to say.
Let's make Wow Down, a new song about it.
About ShamWows.
Wow Down.
Maybe you guys can do the next infomercial.
Wow Down.
Producer Alex, we need the guys who make the ShamWow on tomorrow morning's show,
please. I would like to talk to the guy who does the commercial for the ShamWows because he's nuts. He's got like one of those Janet Jackson headphone microphones on, and he's like, okay, look, here's what you're doing. Look, for the next 20 minutes, you're going to, I can't do this all day. Look, I'm giving this, and look, now, 400% of its own fluid. And he talks, it's like he's on crack.
Alex just said in my headphones, have we given up? I think the answer to that is absolutely.
Listen, you mock, but
yes,
when I
have.
Introduce you to the ShamWow and you own the product, it will
not
change
interested.
Your life. It will change your life. You'll be
Kevin
a new man.
Now
I kind of want one.
Kevin, not interested.
Bean will get a shame. Kevin will. Kevin throws away paper towels just to throw them away.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Playing baskets, shooting hoops.
Kevin will wipe his butt with the ShamWow. he'll use it once and toss it. He doesn't deserve the ShamWow.
Wow, now I want it.
No, you can't have it now.
Kevin, you didn't think you were going to like the device that chills a can of soda
in
30 seconds. Remember?
But you
love that.
I didn't think it would work.
That's the best.
See? And then when you take it out of the instant chiller and it's got condensation on it, you take a ShamWow and you just wipe all
the How many giant spills do you have in your house? I mean, how often do you go to the ShamWow?
Anytime there's a spill.
How many times is that?
You ever wash your car? Well, you don't, no. But when Linus washes your car, he could use that. It would dry your car. You know how hard it is when you wash your car?
He has to lick
all the moisture off?
Yeah.
You can dry a car in literally a couple minutes. That's how powerful the ShamWow is.
All right, good.
There's so many uses.
Milo Ventimiglia is in the next
room. We're not gonna have time for today. I'm sorry.
We ate up Milo's time.
I bet you Milo would like to have the power of the ShamWow as one of his many powers on Heroes.
Too powerful.
It's maybe too powerful. You probably couldn't
can't control it.
Yeah. Just saying, the ShamWow is an excellent, excellent product. And they're not paying me for this either. This is just from my heart.
That's great.
Read that email. Just came in.
All right, what's it say?
ShamWow
frickin' rules. I washed my car with that this weekend. Streak free, bitches. Your loyal listener and fellow infomercial enthusiast, Sal. There you go. Giving you his unsolicited, wholehearted endorsement.
All right. ShamWow. In like crazy. The business line ringing off the hook.
Is there any way we can move on from this?
ShamWow.
All I know is my Christmas shopping is done for the cast and crew of the Kevin and Bean Show. I just realized. Today's celebrity birthdays. Joaquin Phoenix is 34 years old today. Julia Roberts turns 41. Andy Richter
is 42. Lauren Holly turns 45 years old today. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is 53. And Dennis Franz, my old co-star from NYPD Blue. Unfortunately, I spent too much time talking about the ShamWow. So we'll have to hold off. Next hour, I'll bring you Kevin's interview with Dennis Franz. If you've never heard it before, you won't want to miss it.
Not worth it.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So you have a celebrity endorsement for the ShamWow, apparently, in the studio now, Kevin. Ladies and gentlemen, from the TV show Heroes, Monday nights at 9 on NBC, he, of course, is one of the Petrelli brothers. Milo Ventimiglia joins us in the studio.
How's it going?
Hey, Milo, good to see you, man.
This is very exciting for me. I grew up in Orange County. I've been listening to the show since I was 14, so this is kind of monumental for
me. That's very cool.
Well, we're very happy to have you. We couldn't have been more surprised when the first words out of your mouth when you walked in the studio were,
I got a ShamWow
in my car.
He says he has one in his car. I think he's lying. I'm calling his bluff.
Yeah, no, and Kevin and I have a bet right now.
$20 if you have one in your car right now.
$100 if I don't.
Correct.
Wow, nice.
Because there's no possible way that we somehow out of the blue start talking about the ShamWow and he's got one in his car now.
But at the same time, it was given to me. Yeah. See, it's a bit random and crazy story that I even have one. It was given to me by Adrian Pazdar, who plays my brother on the show. And he had the exact same reaction that Mike did. I'm not even joking.
It's just not
possible. Is it so awesome, everyone must own one.
Well, he's, hey, Milo, I got something for you. I'm like, what's that? He's like, I got you a ShamWow. Yeah, Natalie and I, we were watching on TV, bought a whole bunch of them. Here you go. And he gave me a ShamWow. And I'm like, man, what am I going to do with this?
Now, well, you haven't tried it then. You just
No. Okay, wait a minute. I was getting that. Yeah, I was getting that part.
Okay.
So he gives me the ShamWow. I'm like, great, thanks, man. I throw it in the back of my car. I'm driving one day. Something spills everywhere. I mean, my seat is soaked, and I'm like, "What the? Oh man!" I pull over.
You did.
I'm
not.
Like, I went to
None
my
of
trunk.
This happened.
I got my ShamWow, and it soaked it up.
Oh, come
and
on! That's
like,
a beautiful,
wow,
heartfelt story.
I gotta get a ShamWow now.
And I called Adrian. I said, hey, man, "Thanks for the ShamWow."
Did you say, yo, Adrian, when you called
him? Yo, Adrian. Thanks for the sham. Wow, I appreciate it. I use it to mop up all the blood when I'm boxing.
All right, so Milo's going to run out and get a sham wow and collect some money from Kevin in the break. But in the meantime, let's talk about the heroes. Very timely appearance of you today since the show was on last night. So that's good promotion. Let me start off with that. That's outstanding.
Yes, yes.
So we can urge everybody to hook up with a hero and go back in time and watch last night's episode.
What did you think last night's episode?
I'm one behind. I taped it. I'm one behind. I haven't seen it. The last one I saw was you and your dad taking your
taking
power.
All that. How genius was that?
That was fantastic.
Well, Peter was getting too powerful. It's like he's a guy with anything at his fingertips, and now to take away his abilities, perfect.
Now he's got nothing.
He's got nothing.
Now it's interesting
because
your dad on the show, he's the only guy that can suck powers out. And, I mean, there are other guys like Siler who can kind of clone the powers. The person still keeps the powers, but then he gets them. But your dad is the only guy who can take them away, right?
Correct.
Correct.
Wow. That's it.
How does it work? I mean, I know your Tim, the guy who created the show, has got a master plan. He's got a vision. He probably knows far in advance where things are going. But you guys, as the actors, do you sometimes not know stuff like, oh, I don't know, Siler is Peter's brother? Do you sometimes not know that until you get the script for that week's show?
We're totally in the dark. We usually flip through it like, oh my gosh, okay, so he's my brother. Oh, right.
All right.
What if we're telling you he's not? What if Adrian and I just decide, no, there's no room. There's two Petrellis is enough.
We're close.
Exactly.
They're not letting they're open. Guy in.
Are they open to that? They just let you ad lib like that?
No, they're up for it. They're definitely up for it. They're good guys. They're great writers. They understand they have a talented group of actors and a production team to put together, you know, a good show. Everybody wants to do their best work. Everybody wants to do something great. So if there's a suggestion, it doesn't matter where it comes from.
Is it a bizarre and difficult show as an actor to do some of the crazy stuff and kind of work to the special effects that you have to deal with sometimes?
Are you talking about actually, you know, pretending like I have 30,000 volts of electricity coming out of my hands?
Yes. As a perfect example, yes.
I practice at home. I stand in front of a mirror, and I think to myself, what would it look like to have 30,000 volts of electricity coming out of my hands?
If you put a ShamWow on it, it would suck it right up like that. You would have no electricity.
Gone.
That's the best thing.
I don't want to spoil anything for people who haven't seen last night's show. I don't know how many are watching live and how many are DVRing it. But last night that on the airplane with Claire and with Kristen Bell's character,
L, right.
When they're holding hands, which, by the way, good deal, and then they got the electricity just like all going through it. I was thinking, what a weird scene that must have been for them because they added all of that after the fact. So it's just them holding hands and like jiggling and jumping up and down like on an airplane,
right? They did film that on a unit called a gimbal. Which is an actual plane fuselage up on some kind of hydraulic system that does like cant and lever and dive.
Oh, so it moves all over the place.
It moves all over the place.
Because you'd feel so stupid otherwise.
Oh, yeah, no, this week we were filming, we were on a plane, we didn't have a gimbal. So it's just camera shake and us like, you know, moving around on a harness. And I've got like lines coming out of me from every direction.
You go, hey, how come they got the gimbal?
They got, they, yeah, they got the gimbal that costs $5 million an hour. And I just have to shake. Milo, well, Milo, you're an actor. You know what to do.
Yeah, just shut up and do your thing.
Exactly. Shut up and look pretty.
Too vague a question for you to answer, but I always wonder what it's like for an actor who gets a big break on a popular television show like this. And let's face it, Heroes was not just popular. I mean, almost overnight, it became a pop culture sensation, cover of all the magazines. I mean, you guys got really famous really, really fast. Is that difficult? Is that a big pain in the ass? Does it make your head spin, or is it something that's pretty easy to deal with?
It's bizarre, because I forget when I'm out just, you know, grocery shopping or at the dry cleaners, that people know what my job is, and they watch it, and
they know a lot about it.
They know a lot about it. They want to follow my life because of it. I mean, I was fortunate. For 12 years of my career, I was under the radar. Actually, 11 years.
Is that fortunate or unfortunate?
No, I think that's actually fortunate, because I was working, had a very nice income.
And you're on some well-known shows,
And I was on some well-known shows, but I wasn't bothered, followed, hounded, any of that kind of stuff that's associated with being on a...
How many times do you get the look of, I know you from somewhere, but I'm not exactly sure in my whole life of weirdness where you place? Does that happen?
Several times a day.
A lot?
But see, the best is, like, I get to play with that. People look at me and they go, oh, my God. I know you. And I say, oh, did you go to the Starbucks over here on Venice?
Nice.
Or, oh, you're at the dry cleaners.
I served
where
you
did
a
you go to high school?
Yeah. High school is a good one to
yeah,
go
yeah,
to.
Yeah. Or where'd you go to college? Right. Well, college is a little wider in scope to where you can get away with, no, I was in, you know, theater and you were in poli sci, so it's not going to work out.
I work in the emergency room, and you came in the other night and you were, you know, passed out. That was me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you get, because of the nature of your show and there are so many questions people have about the plot and the characters, do you get a lot of that from people on the street who are just begging you to tell me about what's going to happen and stuff?
A lot of that. We get a lot of that. But I'll get a lot of people that run up to me, oh my God, you're Peter Petrelli. Yes, I play Peter Petrelli. And then they're like, tell me what happens. No, wait. Don't tell me anything. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
And they'll wait and they'll pause and you're like, okay, can I go now? Thank you.
I'm glad that you're confused, but I must move on.
Yes.
Heroes is on 9 o'clock on Monday nights on NBC. You're writing? You have written?
No, I have produced.
Produced
a comic. That sounds like something like
Yellow
and Blue Make Green. No, produced. This is something that came out of the writer's strike. We had this great script by a writer named Michael Sullivan, and it needed some work, but during the strike, he couldn't contract a writer to work on it. So we went to a comic book company, pitched a couple ideas, this being one of them, and they freaked out, loved it, and said, we're going to make that a comic book.
Very cool.
It's a great story. It's an amazing story. It's called Rest.
All right, we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk about Rest.
I'm going to go get my ShamWow.
Okay. Okay. All right, I love your money.
Pay the man!
Pay the man!
Pay the man!
What happened? What? You guys went out looking for the ShamWow. Come on.
Pay the man!
Pay the man!
Pay the man! I owe Kevin $100.
Oh, that hurts. We were talking about the ShamWow somehow. Ralph got randomly started on that topic. And then Milo comes in and goes, I have one in the trunk of my car. And I said, no way. What are the chances of that?
And I do. I do own a ShamWow given to me by Adrian Pazdar. And I must have used it.
And
they're
throwing
it
away.
My garage.
Throwing it away. Which is odd, because you should be able to use those more than once.
Exactly.
Kevin, you're not going to take Milo's money.
Are you
He's a
kidding?
Guest.
He's
of course
guest.
He is.
He's our guest on the show. Come on.
Really? Kevin, if it makes you feel better, I would have taken your 20.
Okay, good.
That
does make me feel better.
I'm a little lopsided, 20 versus 100. I think that was 20. But at the same time,
but you knew your car. I didn't.
Yeah.
So
true.
Milo Ventimiglia is here for the TV show Heroes Monday nights at 9 on NBC, or at least we think he's here. How do we know you're not the Milo Ventimiglia from 4 years from now? How do we know that?
Because I don't have a scar on my face.
Okay.
Ooh,
what's the deal? Are we gonna find out what happens to poor Peter to get that scar? Peter. Is that gonna happen?
Finding out what happens, why he got the scar?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gonna happen just yet. It was a big joke the first season, a big joke on me because I wanted a scar, and they said, we're gonna put one right across your face. and then I said, we'll reveal it, you know, maybe reveal it third season. Third season's here, and we haven't revealed it yet, so.
Now you gotta figure out.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but that Peter got shot and killed. The future
yes.
Peter.
The future by Peter the way, got shot and killed.
Let me ask you about that, Milo. And
oh, no, I've just opened up a can of...
Yeah. You have a little bit. And I love the show. We've all been... You listen to the show. Thank you for that. I appreciate you mentioning that. And you know that we're not just saying this because you're here. We've all been on board the Heroes train since night one, right?
Yeah.
You know that we're fans of the show. However, it is wearing a little thin that everybody gets killed on that show and almost everybody comes back on
there's
that
no
show.
There's no threat of death. Even last night, I was watching the show and I saw that. you know, Matt Parkman got shot, or sorry, not shot, but Knox punches through his chest and kills him. But then it was all the big imaginary dream, and I thought,
I didn't know that yet. I hadn't seen it.
Well, that should take my $100, Kevin.
That's right.
No, but you know that Matt Parkman, Kevin,
he can control people's minds and he can get them to see things that aren't really happening. And that's what happened last night. But a lot of people get killed on that show and then come back minutes later.
No, and it does lose its impact. I completely agree with you. I mean, at some point, the threat of death, if it's not real, you know, then it's less believable. So I think it's the responsibility of the writers and the team to say, look, someone dies, you die.
Right.
Although George Takei has been gone, right?
Yes.
For quite some time, right?
Yeah, but he's back on a video.
He's back on a video. Now, what's really going on? Give me some on-set dirt here. What's really happening when a character like, you mentioned our friend Greg Grunberg, Matt, he gets sent off to Africa to wander the desert for 40 years, or Hero gets sent off someplace to wander away from all the other cast members and all the other... Are they being punished? Have they been
actually
bad?
No. I'll tell you about my good friend Greg Grunberg. His son has epilepsy.
Right.
And he had a procedure done where he actually did a brain surgery, this amazing forward-thinking surgery, which, from what I understand, has been successful.
Oh, great.
So Greg was spending some time with his family and dealing with all of that. And the producers, thank God for them, they said, hey, take as much time as you need.
That's cool.
You know,
we'll send you to Africa.
We'll send you to Africa. we'll bench you for a second, but... Worry about your family. That's what's important.
We talked to him about the charity that he was doing for that. Yeah. At one point.
As an aside, his album, the band from TV album that he's in with Hugh Laurie and all those people, that comes out today. That's in stores and available for download today with proceeds going to a lot of charities, including some epilepsy charities. So I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good point. Yeah. So he's not being punished.
He's not being punished, no.
Okay, that's cool.
No, he's not being punished. He's not being sent to Africa. Mossy going to Japan, that was just, you know, a big grand idea that I think
so it's not just they were mouthing off and the writer said okay you're going. Nothing like that.
No, nothing like that.
All right,
how about see, there's so many characters, it's so tough to keep everybody's name straight. The guy the terrific actor who played Sark on Alias, is he
you're talking about
David Anders?
David Anders turned to powder, didn't he?
He did turn to powder. He's really gone, right? Is he really gone?
He turned to powder. He's not just dead, he's powder.
Okay, throw some water on him, get a ShamWow, we're done.
Get the ShamWow, that's what's going to happen on the show.
You have to talk the writers into working the ShamWow.
I think we're going to have to. All of a sudden, Peter Petrelli's like, wait, I have no powers, but I have a ShamWow.
And you
just
can
like
suck,
Mike was saying.
And you can suck your powers back from your dad.
Peter is a sponge. That's what he did before. So
I like it.
All right, I can't imagine that Peter is going to stay without his powers, though, right?
I don't know. I'm enjoying the fact that he doesn't have his abilities because it's something different to play with as an actor, as a character. You know, you don't have anything at your arsenal, anything at your fingertips. You're a normal man, and you can only do – you have limitations. So,
you think? I'm a normal man. I'm not on Heroes.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you got to walk
around. You're going to have to get something soon.
Yeah, okay. An AK-47 or something, though.
Okay. All right, tell us about the comic book Rest. We haven't gotten to that yet. Tell us what
Rest,
it's about.
It's about an experimental drug that suppresses a person's need to sleep.
Awesome.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah,
oh,
really
yes.
awesome,
It's
right?
called meth.
But this drug actually has no side effects, and it keeps you at your peak performance 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
And our character, John Barrett, he's a guy who he's overworked, he's tired, he has no social life, he can't work out, he can't do anything for himself. And he bumps into his college roommate who sees that things aren't going so well, and the roles have reversed, where his college roommate, things weren't going so well, now the guy looks like a rock star, basically. And this guy works for a pharmaceutical company, and he gives his friend, John, an opportunity to be on this program, and he takes the drug and it suppresses the need to sleep and his life turns around.
Do you have some of that in your car?
I wish I could.
I'd like that. That'd be cool.
You'd give him back his $100 for
I would.
That, wouldn't you?
He'd pay the $100 for it.
Yeah, exactly. No, I, you know, it was a story that I'd never seen before, we'd never seen before. Something that the idea of a sleepless world, what that does for an individual, but also what that could possibly do for a society, good and bad. And that's what the comic is about. It really sets up this individual struggle with like a big, greater, worldly important scenario.
I gotta be honest, I think we need our criminals to sleep. We need some time off from those bastards, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think that's helpful.
Yeah.
You don't want those guys working 24/7.
I've seen what no sleep does to people by watching Kevin in Vegas, and it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all.
No.
Oh, wouldn't that be great in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Oh. 4 days, wide awake.
That'd be awesome.
Now, the comic book is available now. It's on sale at the regular comic book stores?
Go to any comic book store. The first issue came out last week, and we've got 5 issues total with a trade paperback in March, which is a compilation of all of them.
And it's called Rest.
You've already been to Comic-Con with Heroes. Are you sure you now want to be even more tied in with the comic book people? I mean, don't you fear for what your life is going
to
become?
You know what? My father used to take me to comic book shops when I was a kid. Once a week I would go.
No kidding.
And, yeah, and I feel very good about contributing now. I'm a guy who gets to give back to the community that raised me. So to have one book, and this is just the first. We actually have another book coming out next March called Berserker.
Berserker.
Berserker. That's what you're talking about, yeah. It's a nice bloody book. It's
I'll get
awesome.
That. Hang
I'll
on.
Get it.
That's for me.
Sorry.
Right. We are professional, yeah.
Milo, you're the best. Thank you for the $100.
You're welcome.
Heroes, Monday nights at 9 o'clock on NBC.
It's been a while since a guest has paid as he left the studio. I got to tell you, this doesn't happen all that often.
Do I get like a mug or anything on the way out?
Really
a K-Rock mug, maybe?
We'll give you a receipt.
Awesome.
Sorry about that.
Here's a write-off.
Heroes Monday at 9 on NBC, and Rest is the name of the comic book. You can go to devilsdo.net. That's the website of the publisher, right?
That's it.
That's it. Milo, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here, guys.
Great.
We're going to be in Silver Lake this Friday night at a place called the Medusa Lounge. We are very excited to bring the Kevin and Bean Spooky Singles Party there, 21 and up. If you're a lady, you can call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. $1,000 costume contest. DJ Omar Khan is going to be spinning. If you don't yet have a costume, we recommend you go to Glendale Costumes, just off the 134 freeway in Glendale. We got a link to that right on the front page of KROQ.com. And we're going to give away some tickets to the ladies right now on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean's
Spooky Singles Party.
The things that can spoil the fun of Halloween.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. You got to be 21 or older. Let's go to Lupe, who is from Azusa. Good morning, Lupe. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello.
Hi there.
Lupe, I got some great news for you. This is Bean speaking, and I learned on this program yesterday that there's no gatekeeping allowed. We're not allowed to keep fat chicks out. I learned that in a very public way yesterday. So it doesn't matter how bad you are, apparently you're in.
Are you suggesting that she's fat?
No, I'm not saying anything at all about Lupe. I think she's adorable. I'm just saying the good news is I'm not allowed to say no.
Lupe, what's your costume going to be?
I'm going to be a dominatrix.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
Interesting.
Yeah. And you know about that from your real life?
No, but I'm trying to learn.
Trying to learn. All right.
Okay. What are you going to wear on your costume? What's going to be part of that dominatrix costume? You're bringing a whip?
Of course. And just a nice, tight, vinyl dress, really short.
Okay, good. So slutty dominatrix. Really, is there any other kind?
I hope not. That's the point of it, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Now, Kevin, what's your new read on the women who come to the party on Friday night? You had a new suggestion for maybe how to handle this one instead of looking for true love and marriage for the singles party.
How long has it been since you've had sex, Lupe?
A week.
Okay, there you go.
She's in.
She's in. That's what I'm saying. You just got to be up for it. That's all. Let's not make the mistake of looking for a life partner.
Right.
Just
a good time.
Just a good time. You can drink, and then whatever happens, happens. And you're going to be a dominatrix with a whip.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Lupe, you're in. Bring another female, okay?
Will do. Thank
all right,
you.
Thank you. Let's go to Dana, who is calling from Garden Grove. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Kevin and Dean. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dana.
How's everybody doing?
We are good, thank you.
Good. I'm super excited to go to the singles party. I have a hot twin sister, and we both dumped our boyfriends, and we're ready to go.
She said the magic words, didn't she?
She did.
Twin.
Yeah. Hot twin.
Yeah.
Not just twin, but hot twin.
Are you guys identical twins?
No, we're fraternal. I'm about 5'9", brown hair, green eyes. She's 5'5", blonde hair, blue eyes.
All right.
I can't tell you how much we're looking forward to meeting you.
Wait, I'm really excited.
See you there.
Yay, thank you.
It's kind of not fair how much easier it is for the women to get into the party.
No, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I don't know why women see... It's weird because women seem to have much better personalities than men. And I don't know why that is because they fail in almost every other area.
Oh, no.
They
really
have
don't.
Better verbal skills, generally speaking.
You think?
And it's easier for a woman to promote herself. When a guy does it, he sounds like a douche.
Yeah, that's true. Women just have to say, sexy, okay.
Yeah.
All right, you're in. Let's go to Adriana from Van Nuys. Good morning, Adriana. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
25 years old. What do you do for a living?
I'm a surgical assistant to a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills.
Wow. How's that working out? Is that fun?
Yes, we're very busy, so it's fun. I love working there.
You actually assist in the surgeries? You're the one who hands the surgeon the scalpel and stuff like that?
Yes.
Have you had any improvements yourself?
Huh?
Have you had any improvements yourself?
No, not me.
No, she doesn't need it.
Because she's so perfect?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your Halloween costume idea?
A Lady Luck costume.
Lady Luck?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's basically green and red. It has a roulette skirt with $100 bills sticking out of it, dice in front as buttons, and Lucky Charms in the front of it.
That's cute.
Okay, I don't have any other questions.
Is your plan to get lucky then Friday night?
I hope so.
Okay, say no more.
Fantastic. You're in.
All right, I think that's all the time we have for on the air. We can take a few more off the air, and we are going to continue to give them away. I guess today's Tuesday, so we got Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe just a couple left on Friday. But this is a little smaller party than some of them because of the place we're having, the Medusa Lounge on Friday night in Silver Lake. But we are going to continue to give away tickets. The only way to get them, if you want to join us for the big spooky singles party, is on the Kevin and Bean Show. And we'll try it again tomorrow right here on Kevin. You say Rise Against is playing the Palladium this weekend all weekend long. Is that right?
Rise Against is playing the Palladium all weekend long.
No, he was saying, did we say that off the air? Yeah,
I think said
so.
You say it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning at 8:57. What's going on, Argar?
Let me read you a little email, can I?
Sure.
Hi, Ralph. You've made my 15-year-old son very happy today. Okay. I pay him to wash my car every week, and he's been asking me to purchase this amazing product he's seen on television.
Stop it.
He's been obsessed about it for weeks, and I've been telling him that it can't really be that great, and I don't want to purchase this sham for him. I said they tend to exaggerate these claims on infomercials. He was very disappointed. Until this morning, when we were listening to your show on the way to school, and you guys spoke so enthusiastically about the ShamWow!
Are you getting paid for this?
I have never seen him so happy. I have agreed to buy him his very first ShamWow. I will let you know how the car washing goes.
Do you have a check in your pocket right now from them?
Happiest regards, one happy mom to see her teenage son smile on the way to school.
Are you their spokesperson?
I am changing lives with the ShamWow!
You getting paid for this?
I am not. I just love the ShamWow.
You're a bad businessman, then.
Yeah, really, I know. You want to hear a little ShamWow commercial?
Nope.
A little taste.
Nope.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow. You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
That's right.
It's like a chamois. It's like a towel. It's like a sponge. A regular towel doesn't work wet.
All right.
This
all
works
right.
wet or dry. This is for the house. The car, the boat, the RV. ShamWow holds 20 times its weight in liquid.
20
Look at
times.
This. It just does the work. Why do you want to work twice as hard? Doesn't trip. Doesn't make a mess.
Nope.
Wring it out. Yep. You wash it in the washing machine. Boom. Made in Germany. You know the Germans always make good stuff. You can cut it in half. You
want the back mess.
What's that based on?
Wait. You know the Germans make good stuff.
What does that even mean?
They make good stuff, those Germans. It's made in Germany.
Okay, well, you know they make good stuff.
That's how I was sold. The minute I knew it came from Germany, I ordered.
What kind of a claim is that?
I ordered.
On the infomercial, they take a bowl of water and they put the ShamWow into it and just suck up the entirety of everything that's in that bowl and just walk away with it. It doesn't drip at all. It's amazing.
It doesn't drip. You bring it out, wash it, fresh use.
I don't know how they do it.
Thousands of dollars of paper towels a year.
Seems like a miracle to me.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It's a ShamWow.
Here's Ralph.
Lisa Mann.
Hey, Gene Simmons is here. Hey, Gene Simmons.
Speaking of sucking up the entirety of all the fluids.
No. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
I'm glad that Gene's here in the studio because in the honor of Halloween, there is an online poll where it asked people to list the creepiest celebrities they know.
In real life.
In real life, creepiest celebrities. Top 20 creepiest celebrities.
Hmm. Wow.
That's what they asked people to name on this online poll.
Would Bean be considered a celebrity?
Sadly, he wouldn't. Okay. He's not on the list. But Gene Simmons made number 17 on the list as creepiest celebrities. Yeah. Tommy Lee was 19 on the list.
Really? Why is he creepy?
He's creepy. Come on.
Why?
I think because women know what he can do if given the opportunity.
That might be.
Steer
a boat?
What he's, you know.
Plus, he's bananas.
He is bananas.
He is bananas.
That is true.
M. Night Shyamalan was 20th on the list. He's the bottom of the list of creepy. Also creepy, let's see, David Blaine, 15th on the list is creepy.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Creepy.
Don Imus was 13th on the
list. Don, do you have
Don,
comment?
Do you okay
talk show host in New York?
How do you feel about being number 13?
I'm excited to be on the list. I'm very excited to be on the list of the most creepiest celebrities. It's ridiculous, though. I mean,
less creepy, more gay.
Rich, Big and Rich song. Fantastic okay, song.
All right.
Rutgers Girls. Nappy-headed hoes.
All right.
Carrot Top was 12th on the list.
Yes.
Courtney Love was 11th.
Sure.
Here's your top 10 creepiest celebrities. All right.
Top 10.
Paul Rubens, number 10.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's kind of
creepy. He's kind of a man child, yeah.
Flava Flav, number 9.
Yeah, good choice.
Number 8, Chris Angel.
Sure. That's a great list.
Number 7, Ozzy Osbourne.
Absolutely.
Number 6, Andy Dick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of creepy.
He's scary and creepy.
Here's your top 5 creepiest celebrities. Number 5, Howard Stern. People think he's creepy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's creepy. Number 4, Stephen King. Yeah. Even beside the book he writes, you ever see the guy? He's got like one effed up eye. He's got Coke bottle glasses on, a big, sharp, like, porcupine teeth or whatever. Yeah.
And now he limps, too.
Yeah, he's creepy.
He's effed up.
O.J. Simpson, 3rd on the list.
Really?
Creepiest celebrities.
Kill 2 people, you can't be higher than that?
It's a little creepy.
But 3?
Number 2, Michael Jackson.
Sure.
Creepiest celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
And the number 1 creepiest celebrity, just in time for Halloween, Marilyn Manson. Creepiest celebrity.
There you go. You know who ought to be on that list that I did not hear you mention, Ralph? Forgive me if I missed it. And I was watching, again, Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab 2 last night. Gary Busey is a scary mofo.
Yeah. Crazy.
He's not on the list. The ones I missed, Keith Richards from the Stones.
Sure.
Was 14th. Woody Allen was 16th.
Sure.
Tom Green was 18th.
Okay.
And I think I mentioned all the other ones.
That's a great list, though. I can't disagree with anyone on that list as being creepy.
They are legitimately creepy.
Yeah.
Bean, however, should be 21st.
That's what I'm saying.
If he's not the 20th, he should be at least.
Not a celebrity, but super creepy, so he should be on the list.
Lindsay Lohan is not a lesbian.
Okay.
Well, then she's the most failed heterosexual I've ever met.
Isn't she the one who said that she was in love with this girl and blah, blah, blah?
Well, here's the thing, Kevin. She is in love with Samantha Ronson.
We didn't make her be lesbian.
Lesbian actress Lindsay Lohan says she is not a lesbian.
I didn't come over here to eat tacos.
She is dating Samantha Ronson. However, she tells friends, according to the New York Daily News, that she still loves men. She says that Sam is the only girl she would go for.
Kind of like Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay, so bye.
Yeah, there you go. She fell in love with the person. She just fell in love with Sam. She couldn't help herself. It has nothing to do with being a lesbian or straight.
So bye, though.
You would have to say.
I guess.
She's bi. Yeah. She's having sex with a woman.
Sure.
The salute to tuna.
She keeps saying if anything ever went wrong with her relationship with Sam, she would date a guy next. She's
still
with the guy.
Love Wang Bone.
She still loves the Wang Bone. She even flirts with guys when they go out, apparently. So,
sure.
So she is a...
And if you're lucky enough to be in rehab with her, then...
If you're nearby in a...
Get action.
If there's a broom closet nearby in rehab, apparently you get very lucky.
Airtight.
I have one thing to say. All girls are shady.
Whoa.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
He said it.
All girls are shady. Ridiculous.
Big girl, you are beautiful.
All right.
That Charlie Brown's teacher had something to tell us about sexuality.
That was late in Rodney's show one night, I think.
The Great Pumpkin's coming?
That didn't go so well.
No. No, it did not.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Joaquin Phoenix is 34. Julia Roberts turns 41 years old today. Andy Richter turns 42. Actress Lauren Holly's 45. Bill Gates. He's got some money, right?
Not anymore.
Sure. Not anymore? He's done?
He's worth $200 now. It's odd.
Wow, that's strange.
He really took it in the ass.
Oh, not in the shorts, Kevin?
If he's
why did it cost him that much to get it there?
I don't know.
I wonder he's broke.
I think that expression is out of focus now, Kevin.
It really is. Dennis Franz, my buddy from NYPD Blue, is 64 years old today. Do we have time for the Kevin? It's the last time we're going to mention Dennis Franz today. Let's just
a whole year, Kevin.
Let's mention Kevin's interview with Dennis Franz on the
We said, what should we ask Dennis Franz?
What?
We said, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this in a nice way. Maybe I better just not ask it. We're going to talk about your ass some more, but maybe we won't.
Oi. You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
I'm Ralph Garvin. I walk the showbiz.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Yep.
How about a pair of tickets to Knott's Halloween Haunt? You can join K-Rock there Thursday night. You can get your tickets and more information at Knott's.com or, of course, K-Rock.com. That's what you get for giving us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
Now let's talk to Brent about the weakest sport in history, baseball. Brent in Huntington Beach, good morning.
Nephew, baby boo.
Good morning, Brent.
What's going on? Hey, I think we should take China's lead and salt the sky so it doesn't rain on our precious sporting events.
The World Series got rained out last night. And
it
I think
sure the hell did.
It's a pussy sport. They should keep playing.
If you can't, play, if you can't play the sport in the elements, then only play inside. Screw you.
Can we go back to salting the sky,
go
please?
In a bubble.
Yeah, like China did?
Like China did for the Olympics,
they
yeah.
shoot rockets into the sky to make sure it doesn't rain?
Absolutely. Hey. I mean, if Bud Selig's going to be a commissioner of worth, then he needs to take that into consideration for sure.
I remember when China was doing that ahead of the Olympics. Did it work? I don't recall any of events being rained out during the Olympics.
Yeah, it didn't rain.
How about that? All right, wow. Well, maybe that's not a bad idea then.
Dave just said in my earphones the softball was rained out, so that did not work.
Okay.
Oh, it did not work.
So
another lame ass sport, softball.
I know you don't care about the baseball.
Sport.
Ralph.
Softball's an Olympic sport, by the way.
Not anymore.
And baseball isn't, by the way. I know that you don't care about the baseball, but how glad were you to not be living in Philadelphia and it was pouring monsoon like rain and 37 degrees last night while they were trying to play that game?
I would like to experience those kinds of weather phenomenon once a year. I was looking at it, I was like, oh, I remember that.
No.
That was kind of cool, rushing from bar to bar in the pouring rain when it's really cold out and you're all bundled up.
That is God saying, F you.
No, that was fun.
That's what's happening
there. Were
there.
Some fun moments in winters back east.
Mm.
But I wouldn't want to do it on a regular basis.
No. Let's talk to Jonathan LaPuente. Jonathan, good morning.
Not much. What's going on?
Not much. Good
Not
morning.
Much to you as well.
So, yeah, I had a party on Saturday, Halloween party. Later when I went to take my dogs into the backyard, someone had decided to take a dump on the side of the house.
All right. Oh.
Did you invite Psycho Mike to your party?
Okay.
The fear.
The fear.
Can't help it, man. Sometimes it just comes over you.
Wow.
Yeah, their boxers were in the front yard later when I was cleaning up the next day.
That guy's awesome. That guy's awesome. Now,
this is weird because you're assuming it was one of your Halloween party guests, right?
It had to be. I don't know who it was. They actually had to go back inside the house and get toilet paper and then bring it out.
I think we've heard enough details.
That doesn't make any sense then. I mean, I don't understand having the fear if you're at somebody's house where you can use a bathroom.
At a party, usually the bathroom's full.
Yeah, but they still went back in for toilet paper and decided to take the dump on the side.
All right, good. Great. Thanks for calling.
See, these are the kind of people that Mike encourages to call our show.
If someone decided to do their business outside, go back in, get toilet paper, then come back outside, that guy's awesome.
That guy does rule.
All right, I wish I'd never heard of the fear. I wish I'd been on vacation when the fear came
You're
up today.
The fear.
The fear.
Ironically, I'm afraid of the fear.
We have
right
nothing
that,
to
Ralph.
Fear but the fear itself. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Let's talk to Aaron in Huntington Beach. He's on line four. This is the only call that matters for today. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Aaron?
What's going on?
Hey, I just saw ShamWow. I agree with Ralph. This ShamWow is the best thing ever invented.
Thank you, AA.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I go backpacking a lot, and when you're out there in the wilderness and you just want to take a quick shower, use a ShamWow. It dries you off so fast. It's unbelievable.
Olympic divers, Aaron, use the ShamWow as a towel. That's how quickly it dries you off.
Exactly.
And it's made in Germany. You know those Germans make good stuff.
How quickly do you need to get dry after a shower?
As quickly as possible. Okay. I'm in a hurry.
All right, just checking. All right.
Plus, it could be cold out when you're camping and stuff. Be in the mountains or something like that. It could be chilly after.
Imagine
you take
a product you could use as a bath towel, as a paper towel to clean up messes, to dry off your car after you wash it. Think of the uses.
It's got everything. Hey, Ralph, do you have producer Alex working on getting the infomercial dude for
us
to talk to?
She balked initially, but I pressed her on it. I'm making her do it.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow. You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
I'm going to punch Vince right in the face.
And it's from Germany. You know those Germans make good
stuff.
They
do make good products.
That's what I understand. Let's talk to Josh in Glendale. On line two on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Josh, what'd it do?
What'd it do, nephews?
What'd it do, Josh?
I'm having problems with my girlfriend. I've been with her for about 8 months. Everything's been cool, and then all of a sudden, she dropped the bomb.
What?
She is in love with Chris Angel.
Oh,
dumper.
Break up. It's easy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that's bad judgment right there. You got to let her go.
Yeah.
What does she like about him, does she say?
She thinks he's so talented. She wants to go see his show, and I keep on telling her, it's fake. It's fake. None of it is real. Like, she was so worried for him that one time where apparently, like, he was trapped in some building that blew up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. That's real. That is real, my friends. That guy almost died.
Freaked that mind right out there.
Yeah, I tried to watch one episode with her, the one where he walks on water. That's bullcrap.
My family feels he does not have to continue doing these life-threatening demonstrations anymore.
But what does he do?
But yet, he still does it.
He can't stop him.
He still does it. He threatens his own life.
Chris Angel is out and alive!
My favorite.
It's alive! Yeah, I think the guys are right. I think you're just going to have to dump her. That's all. Unless she's attracted to douchebags, and maybe you're perfect for each other.
Yeah, that's a bad sign, though, don't you think?
If you're at dinner and your girlfriend says, you know, I'm a big fan of that Hitler guy. Same thing.
Maybe a red flag should go up.
Red flag, yes. Jettison.
Let's go to Robert in Lakewood. Good morning, Robert.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Robert?
What it do, Robert?
Hey, so I was online earlier, and I saw this video that I think Bean might like. Because, I mean, he's all into the whole High School Musical thing. I don't know why.
Because it's awesome. What's the video about?
12-year-old girl.
Is it Zach with his shirt off, I hope?
Oh, boy.
Not, unfortunately. For you, at least.
What is it?
Anyway, it's called Saw School Musical.
Saw School Musical.
Yeah, you can look it up on YouTube.com.
And it's a mixture of the movie Saw 5?
Yes. Well, it's a mixture of all the songs.
All of them, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's great.
But you wouldn't like that, though, because it's not, you know...
It sounds like bad things happen to My Sweet Zach, so I'm not interested in that.
Death and High School Musical mixed with two of Bean's favorite things.
Yeah. It is like when humans die.
I'd like to see Zac Efron tortured, like he's tortured all of us for years
now. How dare you? All right, why don't we end it there with that well-told story from K-Rock listener Robert. I want to thank all of our special guests on the program today, including our friend Matt Money Smith, for joining us to kick off the NBA season tonight. By the way, Game 1 is going to be the world champion Boston Celtics, Kevin. It seems weird to say that. They're going to be playing Cleveland at 5 o'clock, and then immediately following that is the Portland-LA Lakers game. Clippers, of course, play tomorrow. I also want to thank Milo Ventimiglia for joining us today. He is on a show called Heroes that airs Monday nights at 9 on NBC. Tomorrow, we will have more tickets for the Kevin and Bean Spooky Singles Party, and I bring that up to remind you, if you don't yet have a costume for our party or any party, we recommend Glendale Costumes, which is, of all places in Glendale, it's on West Durand Street, just off the I-34 freeway in the city of Glendale, and we have a link to that right at the front page of krock.com.
Or you can write to us and ask us what is the name of the costume stop show.
Yeah, write us then. Ask us that. If you can write me and ask me that question, I will give you $100.
What's the name of the costume shop in Glendale? Which is the email that we get a lot.
Wow. I did not expect to hear that.
I didn't either. It was coming out of my mouth.
Could we have that as a moment with tomorrow, please, Michael?
Well said.
Internet roundup.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to talk to the creator of HotChicksWithDouchebags.com, who's being sued by three girls.
By Hot Chicks?
They're very upset.
That's weird. I don't get that at all.
And LaQuisha will be back tomorrow talking about Paris Hilton's My New BFF.
Oh, good.
Sweet. Kings of Leon on the way. Also, the new one from Rise Against. We got Rage Against the Machine. How about this? A band that, or an artist that yesterday Kevin referred to as Mia is going to be singing. Paper Planes, Blink 182, Stained and More. Straight ahead, right after this on K-Rock.